Hello. Morning. And I'm here to tell you about...
Just checking the volume on the phone.
Autonomous sensory brain response.
I aceify this.
What a juggalo. What a...
Oh boy, you woke up dumb.
That was stupid.
Oops, excuse me, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
There's no reason to cry, dude.
My eyes can't get any redder.
Awesome.
Like a machine gun of awesomeness.
What's going on?
You are not going in here.
Never.
Sit down and shut up.
Santi, come on, give it all you got. Go!
Let me preface this.
I know it.
I've been having a lot of sex with you.
What? Penis.
Wow.
I saw at least 4 feet of it.
Whoa.
Oops.
That can happen. Local disc jockey is in hot water this evening.
No mistake that he was trying to
go in the bathroom and they're
oh, humiliating.
Poo problem.
Shut up, all the pair.
He had consumed some.
The punch! A swing!
Neither, he's a lover.
Will she call him amazing?
Yanked off the air yesterday following some questionable remarks.
Well, I don't get.
often
draws his audience of others.
No one's ever sent me a nude selfie before.
Showed him up to get a game.
Unfortunately, I planned on doing a selfie right about here.
Siegel crossed the line when he started laughing at the call.
Funny,
it's
fine.
I'm still not
sure
what happened.
Funny, funny.
Arts.
Fun.
I'm not as confident
here. Don't tell me to calm down.
Oh, damn.
Excuse me?
Politically correct as your bird in a punch bowl.
Oh, my God. That weird little chewy guy.
Did you vote for me for Employee of the Month? Doesn't matter.
I said Eva. Okay, Eva. How you pronounce?
Chugamaluminicane. Habaluhukahukame. Texas Universe. Goodbye to the urge and why, Lord, to them the old Texas Aggies. They is the boy knows how to fight. Texas is upon you, yes, Lord. That is the song they sang somewhere. It sounds like hey.
Oh,
goodbye to the verse. Now for the Aggies, look here, chicken wing a bone, chicken dicky doo, disco, hickey da, hugger do.
What in the world did they wear?
It's Elliot in the morning. Your phone number for everything. 866-866-5468. Hello, class.
Hello.
Hey, how are we today? We
did good. That was nice.
Yes, well, it was fantastic. You know what I did yesterday? I've never done before in my life.
Air blasted?
No.
There was a little bit of traffic going into the city.
I'd forget somebody doesn't park on the side of 395.
I saw that.
Oh, it's miserable. Miserable. No, the last thing I would do is go to the Cherry Blossoms. Yesterday, I was very proud of myself. I watched 10 holes of the Masters.
Oh, you did?
How about me? Look at me go. Your dude won. You won your is it Jordan or Justin? The two of them were together. Jordan Spieth. Good for him. That guy's 21 years old.
Yep.
F me. Oh, my God. That was pretty good. Not enough that I'll watch this coming weekend or really any. I don't know that I'll watch next year. But I wanted to see if the kid could win. It was pretty good, though.
Yeah.
The guy that he... Did you watch it all? Did you have that on? The guy I'm going to ruin their names. It's Jordan Spieth was playing with Is Justin Rose a dick? Oh, really? Ooh, does he come off that way?
Why?
I don't know. They're just... I mean, listen, I'm weak. I had to look up. You know, he's from South. But he...
You didn't like the look of him?
I mean, just looking at him, he looks like a dick. Really? I could base that on athlete. Honestly, I know nothing about the guy. I don't even know how old he is. But there's just something about him. He just looked. He took his glasses off late in, but early on when he had them on, I was like, ugh, God, he looks like an a-hole. Looked like a bigger a-hole. But again, I know nothing about the guy. I don't know if he's good. I know nothing about.
Did he get in trouble for Tiger cussing?
CBS can. And?
I mean, why would it delay?
Tiger
they know what he's like.
No, because they'll say it's just a fleeting, and there's nothing.
Every year.
And there's nothing they can do about it. And
it just doesn't seem fair that they can keep getting away with it.
No, listen, you're preaching to the choir. I wish. Goddamn.
It's not like, oh, that's totally out of character. It's just.
He cusses all the time. Although I did see his rib just
hit the root.
Hit a big root right by the Georgia Pines. Don't know if that's the hole or not. I also wanted, that's my other thing I want holes at golf courses. They're approaching the Silver Zealot Fluff.
No, Snooty names.
I'm renaming them.
Yeah.
This is 14.
You're going to name it after Fuzzy Zealot.
The Pluff. Oh, boy, what a wonderful. He's just got a small landing spot. And they're like, go ahead, dude. Jack that ball up there. Let's go. No, you know who, boy, Tiger Lude.
He is.
Well, compared to Jordan Spieth.
Everybody looks, although Jordan Spieth looks older than 21.
Yeah.
That dude.
Yeah, I thought so too.
What?
He's young, but when he's older than 21 also.
Compared to that guy from UT where they took the picture of horns, that guy looks ancient. Is it Ben Crenshaw?
He is ancient.
Well, he is.
I didn't know that.
The two of them, I think that's,
Ben
that
Crenshaw
is
in his 80s.
Is he that old?
I'd guess that.
I don't know. They made some big at the UT connection where they were both like, hook him. But the, why that guy's still golfing, I have no idea. But
63.
Old. Whoa.
Whoa.
The sun. It's like we say for guys in motorsports.
Yeah, no, all the exhaust.
The fumes.
Exactly. No, he's a long time. And Tiger now, was he 39? Is that right? He looks like droopy dog. He does. He looks old as hell.
39.
And then the other thing, love when they hit the ball. I don't understand. Everybody goes sprinting when the ball goes into the crowd. Does anybody kick the ball? They say a lot. What? Can't cuss on TV, but yeah. Nobody. What?
Marshals.
There's no way if that ball came by, see me kick the ball. There's thousands
what
of people.
What are you talking about?
There was a couple of times
you
when...
Trust me, that crowd would turn on you and sort it out.
Turn on me. Hug me. Holy finger.
First you'd be beaten to a pulp.
No, if that
they'd put you behind, you could see it.
Dude,
but then they
totally
kick your ass.
You totally kick that ball. You totally
that's,
could.
That's like sacred ground to golfers. They don't do that there.
Oh, and it looks like...
You don't do that anyway. You escorted out of any...
This is a narrow fairway. It looks like that is the Fusa Falfuf. It looks like that young man just kicked the ball.
It's Georgia. Why is it French to you?
That's how the announcers talk. That's the hole. Oh, the big green's no landing spot. Whatever. I would kick the...
And they'd kick...
You know the other thing that I realized that I would do? Because, I mean, listen, I give it credit. There are thousands of people that are there for the tournament. I would go to the third hole. Everybody go by me. I'd get my car. I'd be home by the time the thing ended. Like, you're not going to get anywhere on the lap. You're not going to get anywhere close. Watch the third hole. Watch everybody come through and...
I don't think you'd be able to abide by the no phone rule.
I saw that. They like make phone?
Either check it or you leave it in your car, yeah.
Got kids.
All right, see you later.
Go kick a ball. They all just hit the ball into the crowd. Mistake.
That's what's going to be the deal. But yeah, no, they all just kicked the ball right into the or hit the ball into the.
I like when they yell at four run.
Whatevs.
They didn't Boot show. It. I wasn't watching. They didn't show Tiger pop his bone back in, or nobody noticed.
No, well, he hit the root, whatever, and then
the root of a tree.
Then. What? Hit it on the green part.
It's all green.
No, not where he hit it.
Did you not see that in the fake birds?
He hit it in the brown.
There was also one where he was behind a tree.
Oh, he's behind the Georgia firs.
The ball, it hit the tree out of the tree under a chair. And then they had to make draft to move the chair. I could have home.
But it was the only part that made me realize I haven't lost my mind. At one point, the kids came in. They were playing outside. They came in. It was on. And the older one stood and was like, oh, my God, is this boring? I just want to see if this kid thing. But, yeah, no, I didn't see. That, like, you saw him whack the. He bent, like, he threw his dramatic to me. And then he grabbed his wrist. But I guess at that point, he just popped his bone right back in. Off now.
You are.
I'll never play.
From considering maybe watching to playing.
Got the bug. Okay. I will say, though, it is impressive. Those guys have a tennis ball, they have a golf ball. I know, but dude, they can
ball. They've been playing for
seasons. I've teed off a couple times in my life, and there are times where I feel really good. The ladies' tees really gave that ball a ride. Those guys can jack a golf ball. Like I try to look at the sport and go, like, okay, I want to give them something. They can hit the crap out of a ball.
Caleb Jordan, that he dropped a shot on the final hole and tied for the record instead of breaking it.
What he won?
He tied.
Oh, Woods, if he would have been minus
for
19?
The 72. But he bogeyed the final hole.
Oh yeah, he crapped the bed on that one, but he didn't care.
I bet golfers aren't a cool thing to hold, and it would have stood for a while. But there was that one.
That's the one he wants.
Well, I don't know anything. A brother plays for Brown.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah. I saw that. I saw his mom and dad. Mom was pissed that she didn't have an arm around him. She had to grab his arm and throw it around him. I bet they were.
Oh, the high school friends.
Yeah, that's kind of loserish. Yeah.
Well, no, that's he dropped.
Oh, did he? Did he really? I thought he went to.
Terrible joke.
No,
he may have left Texas early, but it's because he went to get his master's.
Oh God!
Wasn't that the joke that Kaylee was tweeting all weekend? Something like that.
Yeah, young John Spieth has. Looks like he's going to win his master's, though. He's just going to hit. Oh, he's going to tee off on that's my golf announcer who does all that. And then you know who else was pretty good. Although it looked like this is going to sound bad. I like watching Dustin Johnson. Does everybody have to wear? Well, Phil Mickelson didn't wear. A lot of guys wear.
Oh, he was in all black.
Yeah, he wore all black. But the wear pants. Hole. I don't know what it is. Oh, I believe it was the Silver Coyote. But there was one hole where he was putting or something and came walking towards the camera, and it's white pants. No, I don't. Massive pecker. Like, now I get it, Paulina. Like, that dude, he was walking right towards the camera, and I don't know what hole it was. Dude, I was like, holy cool peck in there, man. Oh, I can fill you in. Oh, I didn't see any of that.
Is Dustin, did he have three eagles on Friday?
Damn. Isn't that a record? Yeah, three for the number, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that he set some some course record
he's
or something
clean.
Or other.
Keeping his nose clean.
Oh, he's awesome. And that, and he's got him between his legs.
Noticed that. I thought those were illegal now. Hey, yo.
But you know what? Like, I don't know how people get it. Really, it's pretty dull. But I couldn't turn away. I will tell you this, though. I was rooting for two things. I was either rooting to see the kid win, because it's the first time somebody's the Floyd guy, who, by the way, 2010, but the first time somebody did it from beginning to end since, what was it, like 1970-something. So I wanted to see if he could do it, but there was also part of joke, because you guys always say, they call the wave, you can't take the pressure.
I referenced Greg Norris.
Big colossal failure.
I didn't say
the so I did want to see if he was just going to collapse and have a big meltdown.
So you were rooting with an angel on your shoulder.
I was rooting for
this kid goes wire to wire. I hope he freaking.
What? Give me some kind of an excitement. Give me something, which I got. But it's not.
I don't get it. I tell you what, I couldn't watch 4 days.
Of emotions.
No, because I do want to try to, I try to appreciate sports. And I didn't watch that much golf in my life. I saw guys playing that I'd never seen before. I can't even tell you their names. But they tend to focus like six guys, and that's it.
Well, you were watching the weekend, so half the field was already eliminated.
Yeah, but there's still guys.
There were guys even in contention for the top 10 finish. So why would they show them?
Well, so often they'll flash and go, earlier on 13th, this is Ricky Fowler. And I already know he's going to make it because you already told me it's earlier. So I know, what are they going to do? Show him just like missing the, I'd like to see. That and somebody, I don't understand the people that run. And I don't understand how nobody roll. It just gives a little, totally would. Or I'd pick the thing up as a souvenir.
Oh, God.
Wait, you don't see guys in baseball go climbing into the stands and go, don't touch it, don't touch it.
It's a different mentality.
Yeah, that's not a good mentality. Where was the one?
And illegal.
Illegal to
do? In baseball, catching a foul ball.
I don't get arrested if I grab the ball.
You may get arrested.
No way.
Isn't it the course's decision?
If somebody hits the ball a boat away, and I pick it up, I get arrested? There's no way.
I really think that it may happen.
One year where it was all the drunks that were, it was raining.
Yeah, that's it.
Those guys ain't getting arrested. Those guys are hammered.
They weren't touching the ball. They were screaming. They didn't touch the ball.
That's right. Yabba dabba doo. And then somebody let loose with a baba booey yesterday. That made me laugh. So into the sport. That is really up my alley. Seeing 306. Then the other thing I was going to show, how was your workout?
It was great.
Is it good?
I did Saturday. I did a workout this morning. Sorry, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes,
what?
I did.
You got
up. You're right. I did a wake up this morning.
I stretched.
No, I did one of the things this morning.
Wake up with Dow.
I'm like, that's lame.
Well, first, how's the workout?
It's great.
Is it really?
I really, really enjoyed it. It on Saturday.
Is it cardio?
The intro. No, it's not a fried yoga. It focuses on dynamic resistance.
Right.
Is it an hour?
No.
Oh.
20 minutes?
I did 40 on Saturday and 25 yesterday.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Is it kid friendly?
Yes.
Oh,
yes. He said butt twice.
Oh, that's okay.
He tries to keep it professional. He did say glutes and buttocks more often than the two times he said butt. And he said hell once.
That's okay.
It was Flag Tiger.
Yeah.
So my son loved it, which is pretty. Now he runs around hands yelling diamond cutter. You learn them in Diamond Dozen.
Right. Oh, those are the 12 things you have to have.
Well, see, it's 13. He was never very good at math. So I started Saturday.
He dropped out to get his master's.
With breathing thing. And then
breathe?
No.
I started with breathing, and then
for about a half hour, you learn Diamond Dozen moves that are a part of all of the work.
Okay.
Yesterday, I kicked it up. Yeah, definitely.
Do you really?
Yeah. Yeah. Because there's stuff in the, like, they have modified push-ups.
Right.
Which you know, yoga. They're more about holding the position.
Sure.
Plank to push-up to plank. But it's pretty good. Like, I got up.
I did
bent-legged, broken table stuff.
I'm sorry?
I did the diamond cutter a couple times. Cats are. It's only like,
Did you get up early to do it?
Yeah, for like 10 minutes, 12 minutes.
Where are you working out? Like in the bathroom?
Yeah, in the bathroom.
No ass!
But I was listening to the MP3.
Right.
They have all the audio. There's no app yet. So I couldn't watch it. So before I went to bed, I quickly watched the 12.
Right.
To memorize the moves. Because I didn't want to get the poster out in the morning. to the MP3.
Go you!
But it was
just
a
workout.
It was a wake up this morning. It wasn't a workout. It was a wake up.
So do you have to work out when you get home?
Yes. Yes.
You want to.
How many times a week does he tell you to do it?
Everything has like three off days, and towards the end, it's a 13-week plan.
Oh, it's like they tell you to smoke.
But look at the people that normally.
I thought you were going to say, look at the results.
I see in promos are usually.
Right. Okay.
The 13 weeks gets you to only one every day. At this point. Although I'm sure at some point I'll be like, can I cash in those days I didn't take off?
Wait, so are you sore?
Yesterday, waking up, I was definitely sore.
Really?
Yeah. But I stretched part of the workout, so the moxie is alive.
Bang! of stuff that we gotta get through today. So let me do this. Back, we'll lay everything out.
Connect with Elliot in the Morning on Facebook at facebook.com online.
XL102 Big Field Day. This week, win tickets. Get backstage to hang with Passion Pit. Listen daily for Daily Chin Pit back-to-back and be the 10th caller. Time to listen every morning at 8 on Facebook. XL102 Big Field Day. Freezing Mazda, Subway, and Bud Light.
Right now, you can join any American Family Fitness for $30. That gut. 30 days to tighten that 2 days to start getting ready for summer. All for just $30, including a 1-hour consultation with a certified personal trainer to help get you started. Visit any of our NKs to learn more. $30 now at any American Family at AmFamFit.com. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply.
Have the Black Mamba out of the glove compartment on the dash.
What?
Never mind. I'll get it.
Seriously?
Sorry, man. You try hard to protect your car. Why not make sure your engine is also protected with a regular oil change with motor oil and filters from AutoZone? Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Motor Oil P Oil Filter for just $22 and details in stores.
Once a year in the spring, Diamond absolutely crazy. And it's happening this weekend. A 3-day multi-sale. It's the unbeatable dime plus extra savings on every engagement ring, every wedding, earrings, every bracelet, every pendant. World-class designers are here too with 10 new designer jewelry on sale. It's the largest ever 3-day sale. This Friday, Saturday, even open side pump, West Broad Village.
New Odor Eaters medicated powder with maximum provides relief for foot irritation and controls odor and wetness. It's super activated powder, absorbs sweat and releases medicated powder. Powder stops the odor.
Annual Central Virginia Winsbrook Pavilion, Saturday, May 9th from noon to 6. Sample 10 different wineries from enjoy craft vendors and live music. Dollars in advance, $25 at the gate, under 21 free. To purchase, visit cvafest.com or visit your local Martin's Foods.
Did you know that a certain fast food with 35 artificial, 35. Now, if you're going to stuff 35 extra things in your burrito, why not pieces of gold? Then every bite could taste like winning the lottery instead of losing. At Chipotle, we fill our grilled steak, hand-mashed guacamole, and salsa. That's because when you start with the good stuff and make it right, you don't end up doing it wrong. Chipotle. Made from better.
Safe Auto presents the 10 things spend $3 on.
You get the wax upgrade at the old car wash. Play your roommate Josh. Stream a movie, 2 packs of gum, and a honey bun for you. And for a dumb new case for your new smartphone. Bottle up some cheap cologne. Close the cider rings. And bet your friend he can't eat the whole thing.
Yeah? Or Safe Auto can get you the right car insurance dollars a day at safeauto.com.
Enjoy the road ahead.
Try Krabby's Alcoholic Ginger Beer today. Krabby's is Krabby's cream, then it's ginger. That is steep for tea, combined with exotic spices. Body ginger beer with a refreshing finish. Enjoy Krabby's Original, perfectly served over ice with a slice where you can pick up some Krabby's Alcoholic Beer. Visit Krabby'sGingerBeer.com. Download the free Time for Krabby's app or ask your local retailer. Krabby's Alcoholic. Please drink responsibly.
Less.com.
Thursday morning at 9:20, go to RichmondForLess.com and get a $70 ticket for just $35 to see The Aliens, Lilius, Loft House Theater. More at FirehouseTheater.org. Start saving Thursday morning at 9:20 at Roulette.com.
First National's Luxus Downtown Richmond Apartments offer contemporary urban living with breathtaking views of the city and river. Details and move-in specials about at FirstNationalApartments.com or visit First National Apartments for a tour.
The Kroger, where you can shop with your Plus card and earn fuel points that help you save big at the pump. And fast, you could save up to $1 off per gallon by redeeming 1,000 fuel points to points centers today. See the store for details.
From the Nissan of Richmond Traffic Center.
Watch for a stalled vehicle if you're heading 64 westbound between Staples Mill and Maples Broad Street, Glenside, and the shoulder area. No problems, 95 and 295. Chippenham 288 and the Downtown Expressway reporting no delays. No vehicles on the side streets.
Now, back to Elliot in the Morning, 102.
Looks pretty damn good with she clean, look nice. You can still see her shine with the light. I'll bring the wheels, you bring the heat. See how it feels in the shotgun seat. Girl, let's fly, fly.
Jump in the morning. All right, we got a busy week ahead of us. So much stuff going on. All this week, morning promotion for you. I got it on Friday. I'll remind you that now, all this week, we will get you to go walk the moon. But we're going to do a little VIP happy hour. We kick it in a sound check part. So walk the moon's got a couple of those later on this week. So you win tickets to the mansion, completely sold out. Get tickets to see Walk the Moon. They're a concert with the Griswolds. All happy hour. If you've never won. Get tickets to get in the building before they open. Set the 9:30 club in a downstairs bar. The drinks. You get to meet Walk the Moon. And you'll also get to be part of... Should be a good time. Well, this week, you will win your VIP happy hour passes to go to Walk the Moon. Also, all this week, I will have tickets for go see Mumford & Sons. That show is going to be June 10th. However, tickets will go on sale. Buy.com. So all this week, or you can buy them. Well, two other things. Coming up for first-time winners here in a little bit, you will get your tickets to go see this. And then during Dirt here this morning. NHL regular season is over. Capitals versus Islanders. Game one went Friday. We open at home. Thank you, Columbus. Today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, you get tickets for your Wednesday night games. Take Islanders, and then we'll switch to Friday. So all this week. Busy week for stuff. Very, very busy week for stuff. VIP sound check party with Walk the Moon. Tickets to see Mumford & Sons. You win those before you can buy them. Tickets to see the Caps into the playoffs against the New York Islanders. You get tickets for Wednesday night's game. NHL Stanley Cup playoff. Matthews tickets. Lots of stories that we got. Very, very busy. News, please.
So the free-range parents are back in news. More specifically taken into custody yesterday after a neighbor saw the 6 and 10-year-olds walking alone, 911. So the police yesterday evening, about 5, and I guess mom had told the kids to be got concerned when they weren't home, and finally notified after a frantic search through the neighborhood about 8 o'clock. The city of Child Protective Authority last night, according to several reports, they were reunited with their kids, but I guess they have had to sign to an agreement, so they're allowing their kids to roam freely.
Well, that's what I was trying to remember. When we heard about them the last time, I was trying to remember what the out. We know that anytime we see the kid, and it's not like on neighborhood street or in the subdivision wherever they live. Like if they were just walking down like one of the main, just kind of away from the house, were they putting your kids up and taking them in?
They were, so case came out in January, and then it was ruled in March that they were guilty of unsubstantiated child. So, they had said when that ruling came down that they were going to appeal that. Keep your nose clean.
Yes and no. No, because if you still haven't done anything wrong, there's been no ruling that you've done anything, that's even as a parent, then you, however, if they're going to just pick the kids up every single time, and now you spend an hour and a half wondering where the hell are my kids, and then you find out they're in CPS, and they've been dragged in, and then you gotta go down before you get them home.
Yeah.
So if you know that they're just going, while this pissing match is going on, that they're gonna keep picking you don't put your kids through it. So the answer is not keeping your nose clean. I just wouldn't want to keep putting my kids in the middle of the mess and dragged in.
So apparently they had to sign a plan when they were released to say that they were to leave kids unattended at all. So
right.
See how this ends up playing out. Abandoning her quadriplegic son in the woods for several days is now hospitalized herself. The woman, 41-year-old, apparently went to see her boyfriend in Silver Spring after leaving her son in the woods.
And before she left, and her son's 21, suffers severely from cerebral palsy down in the woods. I mean, he's built
nonverbal.
I mean, he's very, very severely disabled. So him out into the woods in Philly, leaves him out there with a blanket and a Bible.
Right.
And then comes to Silver Spring, Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple of days into it, they find the son for five days. He's out there
to come upon him.
Right.
Next to,
so he's fallen out of his chair.
Yeah,
he's laying next to the chair. The Bible's, but he's just laying out there in the middle of the woods, unattended.
Yep. So they didn't say. Hospitalized.
Yeah, but, I don't know either.
You know, either way, once she's treated.
Because like I'll go out for a cigarette before the show starts. It's cold.
Oh yeah.
Today was nice. It was in the 50s. Yeah, go up north Philly. were obviously cooler. There's some rainy days last week. Like,
not at all.
By the way, that was sunny in 80. You can't just abandon your kid in the woods.
No.
She did all that just to hop on a bus and poke in the whiskers.
Apparently, like, the boy where the son was, I guess she had told him...
Well, that's a bad
with
woman.
With her, with Lynn, I guess she had told some other people that, oh, no, I've got family taking care of him. Their 16-year-old child who's all cared for by Child Protective Services, too.
That reminds me. I feel like there was a famous case this was in years where there was a woman who abandoned her kid, not as old, but similar conditions, and like bowling alley, left him and took off. But I want to say she ended up fighting it, and that she couldn't care for him anymore. And, you know, no, she couldn't get any help. Medical-wise, she couldn't do it. And I want to say that she charged. I don't know what...
Really?
Yeah. I don't know what the case is with this woman.
Wow.
Is. But I want to say it's with a woman abandoning her disabled kid at a bowling alley. So, I mean, you can't just ditch.
No,
you can't ditch him at a bowling.
It's you want to talk about this 21-year-old kid being a fighter? They said, you know, he does have a cut on his back that about a coming infection. Surprised at
dude, what animals are out in the middle of the night?
Yeah, surprised at his after being left out there. Buddy Rugal, the director of the D.C. Formerly an official in Maryland, died after an aneurysm. Family, friends, everybody who knew him
saying happened?
He was very fit. They said he was out.
This is the first I heard of it.
Out to dinner on Friday night. Later on that night, taken to Johns Hospital where he passed away. An aneurysm is one of those things where it just comes out of nowhere. But
how old a dude is he?
He's very much an active person, tennis, racquetball, bike. You know, he loved being busy. He didn't have any plans, but he ended up passing away on Saturday.
Wow.
Hillary Clinton finally making it official yesterday, announcing in a video on making a second run for president.
Americans have fought their way back from tough economic times, but the bill stacked in favor of those. Everyday Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion.
So instead of last time around in 2007 with a big rally, Iowa, this time she's in the vote in smaller towns in Iowa at a community college doing a small. She's traveling in a van after the Mystery Machine. Oh, that's
God.
Relatable.
It is. That's who votes.
People are saying that she needs to give them. Many people saying it. An arrow pointing to the direction toward the hospital.
The.
So it's like an H with a big red arrow going through the middle of it.
Hey, I saw some headline. Was there like some big typo or something in her announcement? I didn't see what it was. Something that popped up on the news of faux pas in her announcement. There was some big typo in her what it was. And the last thing I was going to do was start reading through the text of her announcement. What it was.
She has fought children and families all her career.
She kicked her ass.
Fought four.
No, she'll fight a kid. She will fight a kid. If that's what it takes to, she'll fight a kid and families.
Meanwhile, Florida Senator Marco Rubio expected to announce today. Big event this evening at the Freedom Tower, which is a historic site in downtown Miami. It's the Ellis Island and once housed the Cuban Assistance Center, which would bring through thousands of Cuban refugees in the 60s and 70s from Cuba to the U.S. Former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley set to announce his decision about whether to seek the Democratic by late May, but you never know if that's going to ramp up if he's seeing Hillary getting all this attention. One ticket sold in Davisville that matched the winning numbers for $80 million in Powerball on Saturday. You did?
Well, I went in to get a free Slurpee. Oh. I threw him a buck for the lottery.
How big was your container? You didn't take the kiddie pool?
No, I just grabbed the extra large cup there and just paid the $1.49.
Oh,
well, Diane, you couldn't just walk out of there for nothing.
You said you were gonna.
Tried. So then I spent the extra dollars route. I went, well, $2. I bought one ticket for the lottery, didn't win a damn thing.
I know. So this winning ticket was sold at the State Line gift shop on Highway 97 right nearby the Piggly Wiggly. Apparently this is an area north of Pensacola and $80 million. One
good for them.
Ticket. Sirius 7 still strong at the second weekend. It managed to bring in another $62.7 million. You look at it globally. It's the amount of money it's made. The long third place, the new Scott Eastwood movie, the Nicholas Sparks adaptation, 13 right. Was still in second place with 19.7. This week you get Paul Blart, Mall Cop 2.
Yes, that looks good.
And All Story with Jonah James Franco. Fox is bringing back the Rocky Horror Picture Show. TV version, cult classic movie. It's going to be a modern-day makeover, but this is not going to be like the live thing, like The Sound of Music or anything, or Peter Pan.
Like, have they cast anybody yet?
No.
It's going to be, who's going to be?
Frankenfurter, right?
Frankenfurter's awesome.
I don't know. Some people have a good choice.
Oh, he'd be fantastic. But he'd be really good. He'd be really good.
Yeah.
It's going to be bad.
Yeah.
It's going to be. How are they going to show Susan Sarandon's nipple?
I mean, the hardly.
Yeah, but you know I'm going to have a party at the house where we're all going to run up to the chin.
Oh.
Get the little F.
Of course. Your host Chris Hansen launching a Kickstarter campaign this week to revive his, she's calling it Hansen versus Predator. Contributors can get various perks. Apparently, best one, an outgoing voicemail message. That will cost you a $100 donation. Rehab to give him a week before he reports to the off-season program for the Browns and do some classroom activities as well. Capitals dropping their finale to the Rangers 4-2, trying to give him 53 for this another Rocket Richard trophy for most goals in the season. That is his third in a row and final.
God, that's unbelievable. Good for Ovi.
So now it's on to the playoffs where they will face off against the New York Islanders.
If you want later, we could game in the, you see my boy Jamie Benn, he ended up with the Art Ross. Picked up four, so he ends up with the most points in the season. So he wins that with 60 assists, which is the most. And then the Toronto Maple Leafs fired essentially their entire front office.
Oh.
And the Buffalo Sabres, who we'll find out on Saturday, but they're your front runners to win the Connor McDavid. But never mind, I'm getting way too deep. Nolan. So you had some teams already starting to blow people out.
Baseball, Nationals beating the Phillies 4-3 and 10 to avoid getting swept over the weekend. They are in box for the Red Sox.
God, my Yankees lit them
home
up
opener.
Last night. Lit them up!
Look out, Matt Wieters longer than expected. Originally, they thought he would be back at some point this month, but now it could be May. No real target then to get him back to 100% and ready to play. Rockies pitcher John Axford taking a medical leave. We talked about him last week.
Kid got bit by the rattlesnake.
So he's between 3 days and a week.
Yeah, that's what the league announced when they put you on that emergency family leave exemption.
Jimmy Johnson won at Texas Motor Speedway on Saturday night. It was his 72nd win of his career. Junior came in forward to this weekend. NASCAR and Bristol changing the name of the Sprint Cup Series race to honor Steve Burns. It will be called the Food City 500 of Steve Burns and can't stand up to cancer.
Oh, now I got to write in all that on my schwab.
Obviously, very excited for the world of golf yesterday. Jordan Spieth, your winner at the Masters, finishing with an 18 under from start to finish. Just the fourth winner to do that. The first since Rick in 1976.
I watched that.
That is a look at news and sports.
Incredible is getting a ridiculous deal on an eight-course dinner at Bonefish Grill. It's our new fire and ice dinner menu with dishes that do a sweet and spicy balancing act of the best flavors of the season, starting at $19.99. Start this three-course with then pick from five special water lobster tail from the North Atlantic waters. Yes, succulent lobster tail for just $9.99. Or try the fire-grilled shrimp and scallop. It's so good, it's literally called dynamite. Into something more carnivorous? Try our grilled lamb perfect. I'll have you wondering why not. Is your fire and ice meal over? Not even when you think incredible can't get more incredible, it does with our new donuts for dessert. That's like getting a present in a present. The Fire and Ice Dinner. Salad, your choice of five entrees and dessert at $19.99. Hurry in because this incredible deal won't last. Bonefish Grill, daily.
Go to bonefishgrill.com today to receive your $10 gift.
Elliot in the morning, XL 102.
With Elliot in the morning, Twitter at EITM Online.
XL 102.
Data knows you selfies. Others might see a reflective surface, but you see an opportunity. Like right now. You just caught it what you see, and you're thinking probably like it too. Go ahead, you've got more data and you're paying less. With $35 a month, you can take your selfie game to the next level. Parked car window. Click. Selfie. Selfie. Person wearing. Click. Selfie. Anything. Don't mind if you do. You, my friend, have no selfie control. And data's okay. Come to data.
Get more data for less with unlimited talk and text with only at Boost Mobile. $35 plan with speed data. Video streaming limited to 3G speeds. After applicable data allotment, reach data speeds including 3G speeds for remainder plan cycle. International service is not available everywhere and subject to change. State and local sales taxes fees may apply when adding funds to accounts. Okay, the restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com or in-store.
Welcome to
Mondays can seem like the zombie apocalypse.
Mo Monday.
Every Monday at Moe's is filled with life as everybody catches up with awesome burrito or burrito bowl made fresh ingredients. See you there.
Know that having allergies is, which would just make things worse anyway. Luckily, we're right around the corner for powerful 24-Z allergy relief. So next time allergies get you down, swing by Walgreens. We'll get you back outside in no time. Walgreens, happy and healthy.
Right, for $10 or $5 off with in-store coupon. Use as directed.
ECPI University's Campus Discovery Day is this Saturday from 10 till 4. Explore in-demand degree for lead exciting career field. Take it to graduate. It could be the best decision.
ECPI was the best thing.
ECPI was the best decision I've ever made.
ECPI University Campus Discovery Day, this Saturday. Information sessions at 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. At RSVP, go to ecpi.edu. That's ecpi.edu.
Latte lovers, the cozy speakers, and those who dream in caramel drizzle. Any size specialty beverage is only $1.99. So if you crave a latte or an iced caramel macchiato full of flavor, we'll make it just for you. Because our specialty beverages are make your day. And right now, they're only $1.99 each. Try one today. Gotta have a Wawa. Limited time only. See store for details.
Can I have a croissant-wich?
I'm sorry, what's that word you're saying?
Croissant-wich?
Oh, you mean croissant-wich.
Sure, why didn't you say so in the first place?
Two croissant sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Restrictions apply.
This is Rick Hendrick, UMC in Richmond's Deal of the Day.
An Acura TSX in gray. This car is available today for only $40.
Located off I-64. HendrickRichmond.com.
Eating uncontrollably during a binge. Eating far more than others would in a similar situation. Eating and then feeling terrible at least weekly for 3 months. Sound familiar?
Hi, I'm Monica Sellett to achieve my Grand Slam title on tennis court, my binge eating. My doctor said it would binge. There is hope.
Adults, get the full symptoms at bingeeatingdisorder.com. Check with your doctor.
Trouble on northbound from 295 to Parham. Watch for collision on the left. 25 between King's Dominion and Ash. Right shoulder. Stalled vehicle on the right shoulder. 64 westbound at Staples Mill. Crash at the Boulevard of Cary.
Now in the morning on XL.
To Elliot, 235-546. Hi, who's this?
Hey, what's going on? Is this me?
Yes, it is. Who are you?
Hey, it's Tyler from Richmond.
How are you? How are you, sir?
Doing good.
Doing excellent. Thanks. Thank you. Tyler from Richmond. How's your weekend?
Hey, it's pretty bad. Had some family, friends over, smoked a couple Boston butts, and had some beers.
You can't beat that. All right, Listen, I'm going to give you a pair of tickets. You will see Dave May 23rd at Jiffy Lube Live. By the way, tickets are available through LiveNation.com. Come, do a favor, hold tight 1 second for me. Kaylee will get some, and you enjoy the show.
Awesome. Thank you. Good man.
Hey, you hold tight 1 second. Thank you for that. Hold on 1 second. Line six. Hi. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hi. Who's this?
Hi. This is Tina.
Hi, Tina. How are you?
I'm good.
Excellent. Thank you. And, Tina, how was your weekend?
It was excellent. Thanks. It was good weather.
Yeah, no, not too bad. Hey, let me ask you something, and I don't know if I'm the only one. Did anybody else the Mary Kay 20 on Friday night?
I read about it. I didn't see it.
No, I didn't see it. Yeah, I didn't watch it on Friday night. I watched it early Saturday morning. A couple of things. Well, hey, Kayla, will you see if you can find me some Kayla Turner? We were talking about her on Friday, about how that was going to be on. And she really, by the way, better looking now than she was. Yeah, she is very, very likable.
Really?
Yeah, like surprisingly very likable.
What do you mean? Does he talk about like how he's been really depressed?
He battled that for a while, mm-hmm. And you know he's got his DJ headline business and this up and running. She's very, very well rehearsed, or she is very, very likable and type things, and he comes across as I don't even know I'm married. I don't know. Yeah, like there were, you were like, oh, I get it, dude. Like, you know. He's gotten into it. Very, like, very bump on a log. Maybe like, there's nothing going on there.
Maybe that's the depression.
What did you read?
See, I read, like, the People recap.
Which was, that's okay. I'll take that.
I mean, it was that she is, I guess, wanting to do teaching. She, unfortunately, had been banned from visiting her daughter because of her sex offender status.
Unfortunate. She is a registered sex offender.
He said, while Falau said he remained Mary Kay in his heart and mind while she...
He
was not faithful.
Right. Yeah, no. He wouldn't make it look like he was out, like, going nuts, but he definitely was out getting some strange.
Is something that I missed?
They do bring up the whether or not... Did you see it at all, Tyler?
No.
Oh, boy, did you miss it. They do bring up to fight to stricken from... I don't know, they were removed from the sex offenders list.
Okay.
And she says, you know, listen, I was in love with him. He was 13. I can't remember the game that they were doing, but it was... At one point, she's talking about early on where she would note that would say, or an email that would say, everything that you get right, like, I'll take, like, yeah, I get it. So they had that whole routine going on. She said, yeah, listen, he was 13. I know that he was interested in me. I was clearly very, we passionate kiss with each other. And, like, you could see where it took off. It was put on probation, sat in the car. She had her probation pulled away to jail for 7 months. Mm-hmm. The kid in jail. She looks pretty good. I don't know how old she is now. See something. The body's not bad. I mean, she does look better now than when they would flash back to then. Although they do keep showing that one, like, freaky picture when he's 13, like, all, and he's like getting some. But they do kind of get it. She misses teaching. She's still teaching.
Is that what she...
She does, like, a lot of tutoring, but she can't get back into a classroom. Which I could see the argument of not... She lost her teaching license. She would like to be removed sex offender list.
She has to fill out some form, and then they take it to court, and then the court decides.
And then here we... The whole process. She, by the way, seems, like, totally into it. You know what? I was with him... I swore that I'd be with him. I'm good. Everything's great. We have these two kids. It doesn't seem like a relationship with her four previous with the other husband.
But she does. Like, didn't she say earlier? We read on Friday holidays together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And close. He said that relationship. He didn't like anything going on.
What do you mean?
He just seems catatonic. Nothing. There's nothing going
on there. Medicated?
No, I don't think medicated. Just lifeless.
What does he have?
Was it the hair? Was that what was throwing you off?
Because he looked windblown. Is he like when they showed them with the daughters they have together?
He didn't
like,
anything.
Perk up at that point? Or
no. Like they were asking, like, your daughters now are older than you were when you two got together. If they came to you and said, like, hey, I like my teacher. I'm sleeping with my sleeper. What would you say? Which I kind of to avoid a little bit. He would.
I'm not a proponent of. I think it's a good thing.
They were like, oh, they're okay, but
yeah.
What did she say?
I would have to understand that they were in love, and you know, and no, I mean, different kind of case because we were in love with each other, and we knew that we were going to be together forever. And you know, I was extremely just a case of you know, a teacher being predatory on a there was love to this, and the whole time he's sitting there with his bad
hair. He seems bored.
Something wrong with him. Like, I think he looks back and goes, like, man, what in the hell did I do? Like, remember when I was tapping it out and the whole thing? And I feel bad for their kids. Although their kids are
they seem like, I mean, I saw the pictures of them kind of like hugging up on each
other. Were they like songs together? Oh, yeah, no, they sing. They're all into choir and parents. I mean, they seem like normal teenagers. But yeah, they seem like normal teenagers, except like they never sat down and told them their story.
What did the kids have to start asking questions?
They learned it all on the internet.
Really?
So like they would see something and then
a rough way to learn anything.
Yeah. So they, especially this.
Like Mary Kay said, like there'd be a story that they'd all see on the news, and oh, but mom, like that would be what you did would be legal in this case, and they're like, yeah. So yeah, they've never the whole conversation about what happened with the two of them when she was 13, Billy.
They still haven't?
They know. They know the story.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you would think you'd want to explain your frame of mind at that point.
There was like one point in my life I thought I understood sex, and I didn't. So
there was no way to get out in front of it.
For Mary and Billy.
They said there was no way to get out in front of it. They said that because at a young age, they wouldn't have understood. And then later, they had already learned about it.
Well, wasn't there a window in there?
No, it was one day. There was like a one-day window. Hold on one second. Let me get you your Dave Matthews tickets, okay?
Awesome, okay.
You got it. Hold on for me. Hi, Elliot, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Erica from Cumberland, Maryland.
Hey, Erica, how are you?
I'm all right. How are you all today?
I'm wonderful. Okay.
Oh.
Wait, what's wrong? You didn't think she looked good?
You know, it's just she looks better now. I agree with
100%.
You. 100%. And yes, he looks like there's nothing there.
You agree? It's, like he's completely catatonic.
And he looks like he's very possessive. Like, I noticed her.
You think behind the scene, very, very verbal.
Yeah. He looks like he's very possessive of her. Like, when they were out walking, like, in New York or whatever, and they were walking around, he just looks like he's just looking everywhere. And she's just all happy, like, I'm just here. That's it. It's just really
weird.
Well,
he was sightseeing. He's out there. They flew the family to sightseeing.
How was Barbara?
By the way, I don't know what kind of filter they're up to on cameras for her.
She does look a lot different, doesn't she?
She's not even got so much of a filter on.
Maybe that's why.
It really is. No, Billy.
So out of it.
No,
the lens was so soft.
Yeah.
Hey, this. Were you surprised? You know, they never moved out of their neighborhood.
No, I'm like, why? That's so surprised me. You said that. I'm like, why the beep would you still stay there? I mean, you're subjecting your kids and they in school where you taught? Are you kidding me?
Oh, she still has friends that are teachers at the school. No.
I'm like, wow, honey, you are living a daydream. You need to wake up because reality is going to smack you hard.
Yeah, something's going to happen. Something's going to go down with those two.
Didn't it already happen?
No, it's something else is coming. There's something else coming.
There is going to be more to this story one day.
Yeah.
It's just, this is not going to be the end of it.
Yeah, something's coming out. I agree. I don't know
like,
what it
like
is.
Something just came out of your ear.
That was a big chunk.
Did you see? Did you see where he put it?
Right on the bottom of the chair. Right on the bottom of my chair. Let me ask you this. I want you to be honest.
Yeah.
Her off the sex offenders list?
No.
Really?
I honestly think that if things didn't work the way they would have, if, say, he would have graduated, I honestly don't think she would have stopped, because looking at her, she just looks, was just in it to just, she's going to have something.
Okay, but I mean, they've been married together forever.
That's so weird. I don't know, I just...
I got to tell
you, there was part of me when they were going through it where there was part of me that was like, you know what? Let her off the list.
Does he still have a relationship with his family? I don't know if they...
Question. I don't think they addressed...
No, because that's what I kept waiting for.
Alive or dead. They don't know if there's anything. He but, just goes, I mean, like, they're like, oh, there's Billy, still a blob.
But maybe he's like, you hear so many get out of a marriage and there's that they don't have any place to go. I mean, maybe he feels like he couldn't support himself. He'd lose seeing his kids every day.
Is being 3K Laterna husband.
DJ headline.
That isn't doing anything. They showed a couple of his gigs. But, it is empty.
But they haven't have anywhere to
she
go.
She shows up. Kind of flood the room.
3-year-old woman's going to club to cut to
call
get people
clubs
in
clubs as much as it's like places like where, place where he
community
DJ'd.
Center
so that so she shows up and she's dancing around a little bit and she's got nice legs.
Maybe he feels like he's got nowhere to go.
He's got nothing going on.
So that's why he's...
Oh, and this was a very minor thing. He carried their leftover pizza shop.
What?
Because he's got leftover pizza, but instead of carrying the box flat, he's got it under his arm like a book and all the... Look at the like,
seriously.
He didn't do one thing that I was happy with. And it was... How have you guys
stayed together?
And she even pointed out, neither one of them said we love each other. She was, she had some, like, long-winded, awesome answer. Like,
I don't know.
For the draft, I mean, for the hardtail information.
Okay.
She would work around, and she couldn't give that straight answer. Come on, we want it.
I hate to admit, there are, like, how do, like, do, if you end up on a sex offender's, like, do, I didn't know that, I mean, most of the cases that you hear about where people end up on a sex offender's list are there for an obvious reason.
Yeah.
And I
get like that. We've talked to people before who get in public and they end up on a list. I know Harry, like,
do they end up getting off?
You can trust. So that, you've heard that's obviously.
So you can continually petition the court to get off of the sex offenders list.
But that's the answer to your question. If they're trying.
But if you get off of it, people who know, you ever really.
You know what? With her, though?
People aren't going to go, don't make fun anymore.
No. She's still going to get that. And that's how her grandkids will learn what her kids learn. Oh, look, you're on the internet.
The mailbox.
The...
Notice.
Oh, my.
Grandma? Trick-or-treat at grandma's.
She makes a compelling... She's done nothing since. That sounds bad. Bad she did the Billy was bad. But she's done nothing. He's lost more than his childhood.
Well, maybe that's why he has not.
You know what? She, you could go in and argue that he lost part of his childhood. He did battle alcoholism and some depression.
You make it sound like it.
Is he still battling his demons?
Well, I think there's two answers to that. I think somebody would tell you once an alcoholic, always an alcoholic. And
understood, but is he...
No. The answer is no.
Did he say that his...
He never said...
He thinks his worst days are behind him?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he certainly gave off that impression. Now his biggest issue is leftover pizza. And tonic.
Okay.
But
is he still depressed?
I don't think he's still depressed.
He doesn't say he is.
Say that he is.
You make
everything's
it sound
past,
like it.
Past. Everything appeared to be past tense.
Okay.
But he just seems lifeless. Yeah. Trying to be lifeless.
No, but I'm... No. Kind of goes hand in hand.
No, I know plenty of people that are lifeless that aren't.
I think he's really depressed.
I appreciate it. Thank you, ma'am.
Hey, thank you. Hey, can I get a t-shirt?
But, yeah, hold on one second.
Thank you, guys.
All I'm saying is, if she's done nothing in, what's it been, 18 years? 19 years? Are you going to let her off?
I'm not. No. And I don't think I would have.
So you're just going to leaving her on?
No, it's not for the sake of leaving her on. She broke a law.
Okay, and she's lived with that.
And you have to.
Plenty of other people who've done the same thing. It's like they violated that law once in their life, and they're still on it. Why should she get off? Because she's famous.
Not because she's famous, but it did turn out to be true love.
Okay.
But they're still married. They've outlasted so many. They've outlasted more than half the people I know been married.
So
they've had two seemingly well-adjusted kids. They sing Ed Sheeran
songs. People who hate each other have kids.
But in this case, they don't hate each other. They love each other. They like each other.
you're true
like.
Able to get back into her profession. Now, I would probably still ban her from teaching in a school.
Send her off the list then.
I just
for
think
the grandkids.
That
the
family wouldn't tutor my kid.
I don't know that I look at her as predatory anymore.
You, okay, and she just don't know.
That's the only reason. I don't.
I know
feel
things
like,
change
I
over
feel
time.
Like I, though. No. I don't want to say that.
Not 100%.
I'm comfortable. Let's say that they allowed her to teach again. Neighborhood in Seattle, right? Than that neighborhood.
Yeah.
And you find out that your kid's in third grade. And look, you have Mrs. Letourneau. Mrs. Falau. Although she does keep Letourneau because it helps fill the clubs. Are you pulling your kid out of that class?
I would certainly keep my eye out for anything suspicious.
In that class.
I wouldn't. I mean,
see?
Let
her back in!
Like when the sex offender moved into my neighborhood.
Right.
Used to go around and put notices in everyone's mailbox, and someone called and complained, oh, the person's history, blah, blah. Kind of a weightless argument. Is that the cop want you to be, if there's something suspicious,
right,
to know that there's a history with this person. So, keeping her on that list, someone doesn't know the story, like Kaylee, who on Friday said she had never heard of the
It's true.
You do know, in case of that, oh, wait, there is this. So, I don't think you should take her off the list.
That's a good argument.
Thank you.
But you could take her class.
I wouldn't change schools, no.
That's fair.
That's a
good argument, though.
Yeah, I'm not in.
She's very talkative. She's very bubbly.
Well, you said you're trying to get people in the club.
She is very, very likable.
I'd let my kid take the class, obviously, if the courts changed their mind. But court is saying no, she can't.
Right.
So
well,
I wouldn't
right
let
now,
my
they
kid.
Have it
my
they have, they have
so
it
I wouldn't
they,
let class. If someone
ruled.
Else who obviously has the community's interests in mind and has seen over the years, maybe I would change my mind.
Your daughter's good friends with the younger Falau daughter. That she's the one with the worst app. Are you letting her go over for a sleepover?
Probably.
Would you let her come over to your house for a sleepover? They're good friends.
Yeah, sure, I would do that.
So you kid.
Yeah.
Oh, and then Billy's got to pick up.
Hi, I'm here again, my daughter.
I'll drop off. And a block down the house, because I don't want that we're friends.
Are you bothered by what he wore in the interview?
I didn't see it.
No, but you see the pictures.
I saw his
He's
hair.
Wearing the, yeah. Well, the hair
the
is
hair,
bad.
That's all.
Are you disappointed with what he wore in the interview?
I don't know what he wore.
It's the city shot. Yeah, black jeans. With I mean, I don't care that he's got tattoos, but you can see him coming out of the side. Yeah, that's what he wore. Bothered by that?
Yeah, it kind of looks a little dressed down. For your 15 more minutes.
I don't know why, but I thought you would have had an issue. I wore jeans and a jersey to interview.
Yeah, and but she's dressed.
She looks good.
No, that's
what do you mean?
Leather
skirt.
Shouldn't be wearing that.
Oh, she looked shoes too. She looked good.
No,
and she and Barbara. They're the same age.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Lisa.
Hey, Lisa, what's going on?
You're killing me with this.
What's wrong?
Because I think that she is a complete psychopath.
So you don't think she turns it on well for the camera? Did you see her on Friday?
Yes, I watched the whole thing. I actually DVR'd it and watched it again.
She's good, though. She's very likely.
She's a sociopath. I think just Ted Bundy was extremely likable, too, but he killed a million people.
Okay, well, that's a little bit of I'm tying those two together.
I think that she controls the relationship. I think he stared at her the entire time. He did her because he was going to do it wrong.
Well, he's used to. He can't answer a question unless
like a student.
Yeah.
And
oh,
I think he's depressed and an alcoholic because of the
he's ma'am behind him. That's behind
well,
him.
It's like post-traumatic stress molested him at 13.
We're in love, and she also, yes, she knew that he was hot for her.
He was in the sixth grade.
Very mature. She even said he was very, very mature.
How many sixth graders do you know that are that mature to be in a relationship with a 34-year-old woman?
Remember, she took a special interest in him because of his.
She's six.
So you're not.
No, she needs to stay on the sex offender registry. A child was ever in a class or anything with her, I would lose.
I was going to hate. All right, very good phone call. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
You got it. We'll talk to you later. All right, let's do some follow-up, please. 866-2-ELLIOT, 866-235-5466. Any good stories from over the weekend? Anything at all that you want? Doesn't matter to me. 866-235-5468.
Elliot in the Walk the Moon. Sold out. Thursday night at the Don't Worry EIT tickets. We'll get you into the show and give you passing passes to our VIP party. Meet the band, have a few drinks, and get in before everyone else. LE Mornings VIP Happy Hour and Soundcheck Party with Walk the Moon. Need more info? Facebook.com/EITM online. Elliot in the Morning. This is XL102. Ask it.
Right now, you can join any American Family Fitness and get 30 days for $30. 30 days to lose, days to day to tighten that jiggle. Start getting ready for summer. All including a one-hour consultation with a certified personal trainer to help get you started. Visit any of our 9 locations. 30 days for $30. Now at any American Family Fitness. More at amfamfit.com. Limited time offer.
Excuse me, sir. What are you doing?
Who, me? I'm just hanging some family photos.
You can't, because this is a Hardee's restaurant, and you can't do that.
No, I just figured since your biscuits are, like, homemade, that the rest of the place feel like my home.
Sir, is that your moving truck?
Ah, fantastic. It's here. You are...
Get 2 made-from-scratch bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits for $3.50. At Town participating restaurants. Price and participation may vary.
Rec's biggest ever 3-day store-wide sale is here. This Friday through savings on virtually everything. All earrings, all pendants, on sale. All wedding bracelets, on sale. For 3 days, Diamonds Direct's already unbeatable, primeable prices are equal financing up to 48 months. Save big on engagement rings, designer jewelry, pearls, colored gemstones. Best prices of the year. Store-wide. It's this weekend only. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Short pump, West Brock.
If you've never spent way too much horsepower, parts is for you. If spending a sunny Saturday in a dark garage is your out of the house, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. That's because CarQuest Auto Parts is for guys who really know about their car. And right now, save $2 per plug after mail-in rebate when you purchase Denso Double Platinum Spark. Quest is serious auto parts. See participating stores for details.
Oh, hi, Becky. This is Billy. I was wondering if you'd like to go out with me Saturday night.
This has gone on far enough. As I told you once, I've told you 1,000 times.
Well, you never said that.
Well, that's exactly what I said.
You never wanted to be seen with me.
Asking me out again?
Because yesterday I called Advance Window Tint.
Did you say Advance Window Tint? The first place tent champions?
Yeah, well, you know, limo tint is now legal for recreational vehicles. So I had them limo tint my short bus at 30 to 80% interior heat. You'll use less AC, in turn, less gas consumption, so it pays for itself. Plus, that sun glare, like Quint, get tint.
So now you have tinted windows?
Which means you don't have to be seen with me.
Oh, really? Well, pick me up at late, baby.
Get more at AdvancedTent.com. When the heat's a mother, Advanced Tint is your daddy. Call now, 800-TINT.
Jimmy John's Freaky Fresh, Freaky Good.
I thought I was calling Jimmy John's.
This is Jimmy John's, sir.
Well, I guess you'll have to do.
What can I help you, sir?
I want to order a nap.
Well, you don't need a nap.
I don't get it.
Get what, sir?
What does having a nap got to do with ordering a sandwich?
It's simple, sir. With a nap, you just click order.
How you can do all that when you're asleep?
Oh, that's true, sir. You need to be fully awake.
And, gummit, how can I be awake when I'm having a nap?
Oh, I get it. You mean a nap?
What a nap.
See, I wasn't talking about a nap. Not a nap. An app.
Did my grandson put you up to this?
No, I couldn't.
That went well.
Here to the next level, Regible BCU Executive MBA Information Session on April 17th. Meet, have lunch, and attend class. EMBA.VCU.edu.
Geico presents Pig.
Dear Maxwell, thank you for making my Geico Insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent. What glove box? Here's a crazy gloves.
Digital insurance on app away on the Geico app.
Problems on 95 slowing us. 95 southbound from Cumberland downtown. A crash has your left lane blocked. Further north, 95 southbound from King's Dominion through Ashland Head. Over a collision as the right. 64 running slow westbound from Staples Mill to Broad Street Glenside. Watch for a stalled vehicle on the right shoulder.
From the top of the Elliott in the Morning building, WWW10 WRXL Elliott in the Morning.
One more time.
stand by while you choose to cross the line. Why I should have left it all behind. Can't go on, won't rewind. Something holds me deep inside. We'll put love aside. I have no more tears to cry. Baby, baby, I told you.
All right, coming up a little bit later on this hour, I am going to give you tickets, Seaford and Sons. Tickets don't go on sale until Friday morning, so all of you can buy them. And forget, later on this morning, a lot of stuff is still coming up later on this morning. VIP happy hour with Walk the Moon, completely sold out. So you win your tickets to the show, you get in the ninth early. Head into the bar, give you a couple drinks, you get to meet the band, and you'll get to watch part of their soundtrack. You're in the 9:30 club before anybody else is even in. So we have that, and then Diane's Dirt. I will give you tickets to take on the Islanders. Stanley Cup playoffs get underway Wednesday. Caps are at home. 1-2 are at home Wednesday and from the New York Islanders. So, of course, we have your tickets. Give you those during Diane's Dirt. Right now, though, I do need some follow-up phone calls. 6-2 Elliot. 835-546. Actually, though, Diane, Tyler would like to rescind something he said earlier.
What's that?
He's finding himself to be far more sore.
I messed it up for the first time in 2 hours. I may need that day off today, Paige.
And that was after rounds of VDP yoga.
Two rounds of VDP plus the morning page. Or what is it called?
It was a wake up.
The where they tell you wake up and then bring.
I got on this morning. I said that I was going to bank my days off today.
And then he also took a lot of wrestling in the workouts.
Oh, not clips.
And no clips.
No, like references.
Let me show you how I got injured.
And then went on to tell me about a dozen wrestling references.
There weren't a dozen. There were 13.
But DDP.
Right. He's very likable. I may go down in May to the Squirrels game. Get an autograph.
Oh, by the way, I have from the Squirrels. I got a 6-pack of Chin Music, the official beer of the Chin Squirrels.
Is it sweet Chin Music?
The
no wrestling. No wrestling. No.
All right, let me grab line two. Then I got to get into a bunch of stuff. Hi, Elliot. In the morning. Doing well. How are you?
Good. So I got a story.
Yes, their game on Saturday. That would have been your regular season against the Rangers.
Yeah. So I ended up going with my boss, my former boss, to the game. In the third period, close to the end of the game, they all started chanting, you know, let's go Rangers. And is when we got our second goal. As soon as we got our goal, my boss stood up, turned around, and fanned off behind us.
And did he commence to an ass beating?
Right. He sat down and looked at me and was like, you got my back, right? I'm a fairly big guy.
No, former boss. Said, I don't.
But it was. It
hey,
was,
let me ask you this.
Like,
you
just, like, drop.
Stay for the, and most teams do this at the, for Fan Appreciation Day. They give away the jerseys off their backs. Did you stay?
No, sadly we had to head.
I got to find out, though, is whether or not the, Carl Alsner went out without pants. I have to find out if that was a bit or it was just,
you mean just
everybody
like
else. He had shorts on. Box pulled up because he had taken his pads off. So, like, most guys will go out there, like, they'll go into the room, they'll take off their jersey, they'll take off their pads, they're with their jersey, and then most of them will have, like, a pair, like an Under Armour shirt or, you know, some kind of compression shirt on. But with their shoulder pads and their elbow pads off, play like your Tom Wilson's and stuff, just suit. Well, anyway, Alsner went into the locker room before they came back out. He took off his pants, so he has his socks rolled up. Now, he did put shorts on, but everything else was off. There's part of me that thinks that's a bit. Like, somebody
like
was
a dare or something? Or
he and John Carey got, like, a whole bunch of shit with each other. It's that was a bit between them. It's not like he looked around and was like, oh, nobody else is going down to their shorts. He won. And Alsner's great. Good dude. Very, very good dude. But there's gotta be something going on there. Something's not right. Cause everybody else walked out of the locker with everything on but him. So I'll find out what that is. Anyway, glad you made it to a game and then the playoffs started.
Yeah, I'm excited, and I'm also.
Yeah, no. That was a decent. I mean, listen, we need a little help, and all of a sudden, this here business, and we get to open up at home. Anyway, listen, dude, I appreciate.
Yeah, man, take it easy.
You got it. All right, couple of things. Number one, I don't know who sent this to us and where exactly they were in upstate New York, but somebody stopped to get race fuel, which I'm assuming Nico, and there's all their craft beer taps.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
It was a gas station.
That's nice.
But I guess that's what we read about. And it was Sunoco Huko who was...
Oh, the doctors, yeah. Right. So, yeah, like, there's where all the cigarettes are. And then right next to it, they got like 8 beers on tap just waiting for you. It's a craft beer exchange. That looks good. That looks really good. And then somebody sent... Somebody's vertical, so it's a little bit hard to see. But the Lucky 12 Tavern, don't know where it is.
What is their code?
Satisfying. And I 2006. But wherever the Lucky 12 Tavern is, it's home of the Cugini, and then the shirt starts to get folded. The shirt, though. So thank you, Kiefer Arnold, for sending that along. But that's pretty good. And then when were we talking about leeches? Remember there was the boy had the leech in his throat? Was that Thursday of last week? It doesn't matter. It was late last week. See the guy over the weekend? They did a story on the leech as a pesting. It's the size of his entire forearm. And they say grow as big as you let them grow. Remember, the guy who had the one in his throat was 2. And we couldn't figure out how that would exist. This guy's got one as a pet. And he looked off of his arm at night.
Did you see the guy's arm?
The guy's arm looks bad.
Disgusting.
Honestly,
it's got like these little holes in it, and they're bloody. And
geez,
I know,
it's got to dig
nasty.
Its teeth in.
Oh my God!
What's wrong? I don't even know how to explain what
the
it
length
is.
Of his forearm.
Yeah,
forearm.
Yeah, gigantic from heel. Down to it looks like it's his wrist, almost mid hand.
I think it was a weird snake.
And then it does it like for, mouth is at his elbow. But it gets really big as it gets down towards, like, the bottom. So it's almost old and stretched it a little bit. And just filled it with blood. His pet. And he knows that the pomer. And he lets it get into kind of his, where the is, on the forearm side. And that's where he puts his teeth in. And, he just goes to town. I want to say he's had it for a couple of years. Bleach, which is as long as the man's arm. Sucking from, well, he calmly fills it. They believe this is in Japan, although they're not 100% sure. It says leeches grow bigger with the amount of blood they consume. Some are able to grow a foot and a half.
This one's ugly.
That one looks bigger than a foot and a half. How about?
That is all.
Yeah. Video is stomach churning. It's not that bad.
It still is.
Yeah, really.
It bothers you?
Yeah. It's the and then the arm, like Diane mentioned, is riddled with these little bloody.
Well, he's got to eat.
Oh.
The leech has got to eat.
Does it? Just...
And then, I got so much stuff. Mentioned the Virginia girl, all the Ivy League schools.
No, I mean, there were a couple in Long Island. I think there was one in Indy.
That was Indy.
There was
two.
Are you talking about the Arlington woman? She was 5 of the Ivies. I don't know all
of them. No.
Oh, really?
This one girl, she's a senior. Her name is I can't give you the last name.
What?
Chandreshikar. First name is Pooja.
Where in Virginia?
She goes to Thomas Jefferson.
Oh.
Which obviously is a very good score. 4.57 GPA. She scored a 2390 on her SAT. Of course, perfect is 2400 of her AP exam. Hard. She founded a national nonprofit that encourages middle school girls to participate in science, technology, and engineering. She calls it STEM. She's developed a mobile speech patterns and 36% accuracy if a person has Parkinson's disease. She said, braggart, Pooja. Yeah, she got accepted to all 8 Ivies and then 6 for 14. Say where she's leaning. Pooja earned admission to Ivy School. She was also accepted at Duke, UVA, University of Michigan, and Georgia Tech. I might go to...
Said no one. Nothing against
which
the Yellow
Jackets. Ironic.
Obviously, for what she wants, I'm sure there's a good program there.
How about that, though?
It has narrowed her list.
Yeah, there's
Stanford and Brown.
Go to Brown. Go to Brown.
She wants to
remember,
do, like,
I know people
pre-med.
That went to Brown. I know people that went to Brown. Craig Hellman,
well,
Eden Stewart, and Lisa Loeb. All three went to Brown. Lenny went to Harvard. And where was the other one? I don't know anybody that went to Stanford. Andrew Luck. I don't know him. I know of him.
No.
Oh, and Eldrick. Yes, he went to Stanford. He's Coblin Asian. He went there. Hurt his wrist. God, does he look old, droopy dog. But yeah, Pooja. How about that? 14 for 14.
I'm so over these stories.
Hate her, doesn't it?
No, I don't hate her at all. It's not news anymore.
Been there, done that. Yeah. Pooja's late to the party. Can I go to three? Hi. Yes, sir.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Love is in Outer Banagset.
Oh, is it really?
Is I can find you a Kujini when I go next time.
What is the... I know what I believe the Kujini is. I came from, obviously, as a restaurant in Maryland. What do they consider to be the Kujini?
I don't know. I'm not familiar. I just know that Lucky 12 is in North Carolina, not Maryland, the Outer Bank.
Okay. Yeah, no. The Kujini's I'm in. The Tavern 12, like you were saying, is in the Outer Banks. I don't know where in the Outer Banks. But they are famous for the Kujini.
Yeah, different type of Kujini.
Yes, clearly. Yeah, it's different than, say, like I am.
Thank you.
Okay.
quick Google search. Kujini Motorsports.
Oh, my racer. That's my guy. That's my guy. What a horrible race on Aesons. I popped that on for 2 minutes, and all I saw was Jimmy was in the lead, and it was goodbye. I think he's led more laps at Texas Motor Speedway than any ever at Texas Speedway. And then the last thing.
Pooja?
Oh, I thought you were so over her.
No, well, there's an interesting tweet. Lacklash going to come against the people who are...
Oh, well, if she doesn't accept, there's an opening, right? Don't they just grab someone from waitlist?
Not, I mean, yes, that in a perfect world, sure, but they don't get the admission. Right. Someone maybe goes, oh, God, I got to pick somewhere else.
I thought you was the backlash start over there. This girl has no life.
I have nothing against her.
I do.
But as more and more of these stories come out, I feel like you're going to see.
So 13 will because she hogged them all.
I'm not saying you have to apply to only one, but 14?
That's excessive. How many do most people apply for? How many did you apply for? You did Radford? You did five? Is that a lot?
I
have no idea. You got the scholarship and said, I'm in.
I think I would think like five, 3 to 5 is about average.
Actually, no, that's not true. I knew that I was going to stay. No, that's not true. That's not true, Elliot.
What?
You're lying. I applied to Clyde Baptist.
Right.
I applied to the University of Houston because I was going to stay in Houston and work. Well, that's not how you use that term. The school that I applied to that wasn't in Houston was I applied to Sydney. And I did not get accepted.
Exactly. But you wouldn't have been accepted.
I think I would have.
No, you said you wanted to stay in Houston.
I did. But I was
Houston or Sydney.
The going through a period of my life where I was intrigued. I'd never been to Australia. I never did. But I was intrigued of going to Australia. So I did apply to go to the University of Houston. I get accepted.
Definitely going to make fun of Diane's bucket list.
No, I was intrigued. I didn't say that my life. I've still never been.
Well, it should be on your list too.
Did you only applied to Georgetown?
That's correct.
There are no other applications.
You know, Lee, you had to, for some schools, fill out like these pre-application applications.
Right.
If I didn't get into
the early. Have a backup plan.
Early admission,
right?
Then I needed to obviously apply other places. I couldn't wait around to see would I get admission,
right?
So I definitely sent away my info to other schools. But in terms of applying to a school,
only one,
just Georgetown. Yeah.
I did three. I did that one out of. I did that one out of continent too. Where else did you apply other than?
I wanted the rejection from Harvard.
No.
And you just remember you applied to a fourth.
No.
Hell yeah.
No, come on. Where else did you apply?
BC. Right. Tech.
Are you asking me?
No. It was those three.
All right. And then you know Harvard's the place for me.
What?
Not Harvard. Radford. God, how many people make that? Pooja. No. They're completely different. No, I would imagine there's backlash against the world.
you know, one of the stories to there, whatever. But this year.
But now everybody's
doing it. But isn't this like the first young woman? Because the other ones that we had talked about were men.
I don't see gender.
I was going to say two things. Number one, I tell you yes or no. Number two is I'm not. You know, just I think back to like my honors programs and stuff were boys.
No, I wouldn't say that.
Well, no, I'm telling you, the majority.
Experience.
Daddy Chen.
Plenty of women in young women in honors classes and honors programs.
I'm just saying, the majority in our class were a couple of girls. Wow, what was that one girl's name? Mina, something or other. She.
Well, against you in particular?
Everybody. Everything. Oh, and she was always the first one up there complaining about extra credit. I'll get to you later, Diane.
Right.
But yeah, she liked extra credit. And Jones. Oh, she was the worst. Oh, what was her last name? Mina. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Mina the Meanie was.
I'll let you guys spend coming up with that.
That's how you stoners could come up with.
No, first of all, there were no other stoners. Remember, Danny Chen had the NFL mustache. Where he had the 11 hairs on each side that came in. Edgar had a full beard, dude. The last thing I was going to ask you, did anybody watch the Poltergeist trailer? It is good.
I think that's the one we saw that's got the, it's got the clown.
It definitely has the clown doll. Clown doll. And fun to go, you know what? They do, first, Poltergeist. Number two, I feel like it's going to suck compared to, like the Blumhouse Theater or the Blumhouse production movies that have been great. The rest of the movie may suck ass. But boy, is that
saying complaints because Gary? Like, are they showing it? Who's complaining? It's people in theaters.
I think it did show in some theater. Kaylee, I don't know if anybody saw Mode. Like, I don't know if it was the Curious or what it would have been a part of. But the trailer's pretty. It really is a scary clown in it. That clown comes right at you too. But and by the way, if people are complaining that it's too scary, it's PG-13.
I'm still not saying
have to.
No. What this was a movie a couple weeks ago that scared Kaylee was called Clown, right?
Oh, was that it? That it?
As a clown in it?
There's a doll.
There's the original Poltergeist. There is a clown doll that lives. It doesn't live under the bed. It goes to the bed. Spoiler. It goes
under the bed.
And then his arms grow really long. This one isn't under. It's in the corner.
I mean, the one that I saw, it shows it for like a split second. Really quick.
Oh, the one I saw, you see two clips. There's another one where it comes right at you. It looks so good. And again, the best part may be the... Oh, remember when Drew Barrymore touches the TV screen? Wasn't that girl's name? Who was the name? It was the girl in Pulled from Prayers.
Yeah.
The
Heather what? Or...
There it is!
Or
there
Rose,
it is!
Maybe?
There it is! You see it right at you? Dude, it's the wall! It's pulling him into the wall!
Kaylee.
Look at it. It looks so good. And they even bring up that everything was buried in a cemetery, but remember, they forgot to move the bodies! It looks so good. You gotta see it. We may have some kind of movie night for Poltergeist. The first one to think there's no reason to remake the movie. But goddamn, does that trailer look good. It looks really good. Oh, the TV screen? When the kid puts her hand up on the TV screen, because you know they're going to have that scene in there. There's all hands that put, like, because in the first one, remember it to be weird out?
Yeah.
This one start, like, touching from inside the good. Oh, man. But everybody from the original's dead, right? Except Jones.
T. Nelson's still around. Dominique Dunn, she died.
I thought a bunch of them died.
Heather, the little girl died. I don't know what happened to the other little kid.
Died.
The son.
Died.
No.
Yeah, he never came back.
What?
Oh,
you have her.
Caroline. Go into the light, Caroline. Oh, so good. So good. All right, let me do this. Let me take a quick break. We'll come after that. I will give you tickets to go see Mumford & Sons. You win them before you...
Elliot in the morning. XL102 Big Field Day. This week, win tickets. Get backstage to hang with Passion Pit. Listen daily Pit songs back to back and be the 10th time. Still listen every morning at 8 on Facebook. XL102 Big Field Day. Tyson Mazda, Subway, and Bud Light.
When it comes to your medical people you trust, and there's no one more trustworthy than the folks at Artery Hess here, my wife here, wife and I have been artists, and they take care of us. And if you're in the market for a new home, they're going to take care of you with affordable loans with only 3% down. That means you're faster and with more cash you create by furniture or for whatever else you might need. Plus, once you're in your home, Argent Home makes it easy with online mobile app. Check out Argent's Home Loan Center today at ArgentCU.org. Argent Credit Union.
This is a big department store.
And which department are you looking for, ma'am?
That's it.
Mattresses.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It's way in back. Ask for Larry.
Is he the mattress expert?
No, but he's been studying up on them all morning.
Forget the amateurs. Trust the professionals. At Sleepy's, we know mattresses inside and out. It's all we do. The only mattress professionals.
Hey, it's Fletcher from Milk's favorite cookie, my favorite cookie, Oreo. Wherever spring takes you, whatever you're going to do, there's always Oreo. Right. That's your best snack companion. On the go, find your favorite flavor. Double stuffed golden Oreo. I've no favorite, the Oreo minis with Reese's peanut butter flavor cream. Pick up a pack of Oreo cookies at the convenience store in single serve, a king size pack, which is great for sharing, or Oreo for pie's enjoyment. Milk's favorite cookie in the car or on the go.
This medicated powder with maximum strength medication provides relief for foot irritation and its super activated form absorbs sweat and relieves itching. Odor Eater's medicated powder stops the odor.
Once a year in the spring, there's something absolutely crazy, and it's happening this weekend. Okay. 3-day multi-store-wide sale. Get the unbeatable price plus extra savings on every engagement ring, every wedding band, every pair of earrings, every bracelet. World-class designers are here. The brand new designer jewelry all. It's the largest ever. Friday, Saturday, even open Sunday. Diamonds Direct. Short Pump. West Broad Village.
3 bacon, jalapeno, queso. That's right. Fantasy just became a reality. We've one-upped our signature mix of hardwood smoked bacon and a hint of jalapeno heat. Dig into it soon. It won't last long. Only
week, break the routine. On Tuesday, we're headed to Qdoba for the midweek buddy pack. Bacon jalapeno queso burritos. Pass when you place your order.
The 10th Annual Central Virginia Wine Festival is coming to May 9th from noon to 6. And raising live music from Big Enough, 44 Diesel, and the Escorts. Tickets $20 in advance, $25 at the gate. To purchase this, purchase eatfest.com or your...
Sir, today I'm waking instead of your alarm.
She's kind of help in the morning.
I also made you fresh coffee with sugar and cream.
Oh, for you.
And here's hash brown sausage and biscuits.
But at least McDonald's can serve you breakfast. Right now, get an Egg McMuffin sandwich with such with freshly brewed McCafe coffee. Most locations open at 5 a.m. For a limited time, price.
Morning, day. Long cash.
Right next to sausage burrito and small McDonald's dollar menu.
From the savory sausage burrito to a sweet and creamy McCafe coffee. Plus, buck each. McDonald's dollar for mornings up to speed every day.
Feel better?
Yeah, I am ready to. This day has got nothing on me.
There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's.
Hey, Wilka!
Price and participation may vary. A la carte only.
How about something really good for dinner? Bio Alaska Saka. Exceptional flavor and outstanding nutrition. Like heart-healthy omega-3s. Grill some up tonight. He said, Bio Alaska Sea.
From the Nissan of Richmond Traffic Center.
Big delays on 95 southbound Cumberland downtown, where collision in the left lane opposite way. Also, 64 coming into town from Staples Mill to Bryan Park. We have delays related to the incident on 95 at Hopkins and Glenside at 64.
Richmond's number one morning show, Elliot in the morning. Anu.
I'm like, hey, what's up, hello? Since you came in the door, yeah. Shit, I got a sack for us to roll. Every the money, introduced her to my stove. Showed her how to whip and I spin the stove.
We got to do some news. After that, your tickets to see Mumford & Sons. Later this morning, tickets to Petty Happy Hour with Walk the Moon. Capitals take on the New York Islanders. In round one of the Stanley Cup playoffs. We'll do those during Diane's Dirt. But right after news, your tickets to see Mumford and Sons. A little Wyndham before. Let's get into some news, please.
VDOT says that all of the northbound lanes along Interstate 81 in the area of Shenandoah County, this is right near mile marker, to a sinkhole that they've been working on since yesterday. I know there were 11-mile back of it yesterday, so they've got detours set up. This is, again, down south, 4 off of I-81 County, as they continue to work on that sinkhole and figure out how stable that roadway is. A popular Loudoun County High School student who we learned of her death early last week apparently died of bacterial meningitis.
For the weekend.
18-year-old Madison at Broadway High School was very much looking this year at a softball player at the school and had apparently just started to complain of some
hay. Last Monday, she took herself, they sent her home. She woke up later that night and they, just feeling horrible. And they took her to Loudoun, and then they Fairfax and her organs and everything.
Yeah, and she ended up on Tuesday. The funeral for Walter Scott was held weekend in Somerville. Mourners gathering for the funeral, rather, of the man who was killed by a water. Of course, everybody has seen now, and apparently there is also some new audio that has since surfaced. The police officer who is in custody, death, Michael Slager.
He's elation because they said he would, no surprise, he'd be dead in a week.
Said he, if that.
Oh, easily.
Officer Slager reportedly laughing adrenaline in the hour after the incident happened. I guess he's also heard talking to another officer, the officer urging him election of the instructor killed at the exotic drug attraction at Walt Disney World when a customer behind the wheel of a Lamborghini crashed the guardrail. Apparently, the Lamborghini failed to negotiate a curve in the track, lost control, left the roadway, and the vehicle struck the guardrail, also the right passenger side door. The worker who was part of that exotic driving experience was the one who was killed.
So yeah, I got to get into that a little bit later on.
Cleveland Zoo planning to seek charges against 2-year-old boy who fell cheetah pit, saying witnesses say they saw that the boy was basically being dangling before he was leg injury, had to be taken to the hospital. The cheetahs thankfully ignored the little boy.
Parents jump into the exhibit?
Parents able to climb
in
to get him out.
So they were like holding the kid and then like over the...
It sounds like it was over like one of those little railings.
And mom dropped, or somebody dropped the, dropped the kid.
I guess so.
It hits the ground and the cheetah doesn't.
A bunch of eyewitness accounts to back up what happened.
So the parents dumped the railing. Oh my God. Can you imagine?
Who?
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Although that story is the dude in, I want to say it was in California, where you see his toddler running through the convenience, and he punches the kid's hands bad.
Yeah, so I guess that's Weston Whittington, who's got a court date set for later this morning. The video in question shows the little boy running a store, the man coming up and striking him directly in the face. He falls down to the floor crying afterward, and you can see pregnant grab his hand and then lead him.
Right. Well, dad picks him up, picks that kid up forcefully, too.
Yeah.
He decks him in the face, and then just, he's yelling at him the whole time.
And then there was another story out of California where a arrested after a video of her was going viral that showed her child in the face with what appeared to be her
iPad. Oh, that's not good.
No.
That's not good.
She was arrested. Yvonne Camargo from Victorville, arrested on suspicion.
Okay, now I feel like all you're doing is giving California bad stories. I'll give you a good one. I watched the Prius high speed chase.
No.
Oh my God, it was great. So this dude was in a Prius. It's a Prius.
Oh, okay.
High speed chase out while he was people were like coming up to the intersections and like cheering for him. He pulls over at one point and hands somebody off again. Now as he's going through neighborhoods, people are like lining the street, cheering for him. He's tossing money out. People were going nuts for this guy until they brought in armored vehicles to pin him. Then him anymore.
Yeah.
But great high speed chase.
Also from
I think that was on Friday.
On Friday in Texas, thought that they struck it rich when money was flying out of the back of an armored car. Have apparently been returning. What money, sure, how
why,
much, or how
why?
Much money came out of the baggie in Weatherford when the passenger's truck accidentally, motorists saying they saw many other drivers stopping in the middle of the road, getting out cash.
They're single.
They could.
Get in, though. Oh, I bet they lied. All that money is marked. We know exactly what it is.
We went home. Yeah.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Other scary moment in Texas where a woman accidentally set herself on taking off her nail polish next to a candle. The 20-year-old woman.
Diane.
What?
Well, you have a candle burning right there.
But it's the nail polish.
Just telling you.
Police says she had her door closed, and therefore the vapors were able to build up in the room. And of course, when you got that in combination, were good. 21-year-old Jordan, the second youngest Masters winner in history after winning the championship yesterday.
One of the epic performances in the annals of the sport.
So he and Tiger Woods, who won.
Well, they really know how to sell it.
When he was also 21 in 1997, he had a 4-shot lead and then extended that by one after his opening nine. Phil Mickelson's Masters for the week.
Right, but he screwed up the last hole, right? Because he didn't get to win the record.
He would have had record. Yeah,
but he screwed that up.
People were wondering about his girl. She was there. I mean, they showed her hugging him.
I thought the girlfriend was back in Texas.
Yeah. But no. She was hugging him at the...
Texas. Oh, okay.
Yeah. But Speed's girlfriend. I'm going to be his girlfriend.
High school sweetheart or something. They'll break up soon.
Johnny Manziel out. That'll give him a week before he reports to the off-season program for the Browns. Quarterback heading towards retirement. He was a first one. He spent 5 seasons with the Redskins before going... the Bears, the Browns, the Bengals. Now he has said no to our end Cincinnati and is probably going to.
Do you think he's got enough money to never have to work again?
Jason Campbell?
Yeah. 10 years? You would think so, right?
Wait, 10 years, yeah, in the league.
Yeah.
Or last, he hasn't.
He played 10 years.
He handled his money with smarts.
Remember you danced right next to him at Cooley's wedding.
Right. Redskins will start their offseason Monday, but later this week, RG3. And a handful of other players getting together in Florida, second year that Griffin and his receivers, tight ends, and some of the running backs.
No, they did it last. Very beneficial.
Dropping their regular season finale to the Rangers, 4-2.
Focus forward, Diane.
Ovi with his Rocket, 3 goals this season. Stanley Cup playoffs, rather, as the Caps get ready to face on the Islanders starting later. Nationals, the Phillies, 4-3 in 10 innings, so they avoid getting swept over the weekend. They are today to play, kicking off a series against the Yankees at Camden Yards. Their pitcher, Ian Kennedy, the list. He has a left hamstring strain.
So many guys are banged up. We had that one dude from the Mets for 80 days. He was taking illegal drugs. F-U-O-R. And then you had a lot of dudes who were getting banged up.
Derek Holland from the Rangers had to leave his first start.
I like him.
With the tightness in his shoulder, also in the NBA, moving to the post last night, and they now have the sick in the East. Jimmy Johnson, like Texas Motor Speedway, that's win number 72
Boring.
For his career. Kevin Hill Jr. in his look at news and sports.
XL 102. It's here when you have a Ram 1500. Those the best fishing spots are the ones far off the beaten path, where man seldom meets up with nature. You've got a Ram 1500. In class 29 miles per gallon highway, you can discover those far away gold mine before anyone else does. That's great news for you. When it comes to going farther and doing more, Ram put distance between itself and the competition. Glory, Ram. Well-qualified current lessees, currencies of competitive vehicles get at least 2015 Ram 1500 Cab 4 with 21 MPG highway for $239 a month for 24 months with 24 tax title license extra. Based on standard pickup class, EPA estimated 29 MPG highway based on available EcoDiesel V6 sold V4x2. Call 1-85-722 for details. Requires lease through Chrysler Capital. 25-cent charge for each mile over 20,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by May 4th. Now, back on XL 102.
Six, 2 Elliot, 866-23-SAFE. You call me right now. Tickets to see Mumford and Sons. The guns that go on sale till Friday. Right? Your tickets. You call me right now. You win them before you can buy them. 866-2-ELLIOT. 866-235-3554.
Connect with Elliot on Twitter at EITM Online.
XL102-2.
Write any American Family Fitness and get 30 days for $30. Use that gut. 30 days to tighten that jiggle. 30 days to start getting ready for just $30. Invitation with a certified personal trainer to visit any of our nine locations or nine to learn. 30 days for $30. Now at any American Family Fitness. More at amfamfit.com. Limited time offer.
Buying car batteries is a pair of jeans. You gotta make sure they know that you need a battery that's ruggedly dependable, has more amps for accessories, technology, AutoZone is used. As for the jeans, just remember, too tight ain't right.
Get the pumps with a reliable Duralast lawn and garden battery. Proven tough and available only at AutoZone.
This is a good week to change yourself and start vaping with Voltage. On it. VoltageVaping.com. Online tour or go by the shop. Go see Jay Taylor and the awesome staff. The best in the 804, the most knowledgeable, the friendliest, whatever your needs are, they will be met. And then some. They're right off 288 on the Stop Shopping Center. And they care so much about you. They have the best products. New things to bring into the shop. Mod and Hater Box mods. Created by Dual 18650 Parallel Mod. Made right here in America. They're engraved with a cool logo. If you've been in the shop, you've been using their VCCT 2015 Limited Edition Hater Box. Show you. Come in today, find out how you can do it for yourself. Big sale. Bigs is buy 20-watt iStick and an AeroTank V2 or AeroTank Mini. You save 10%. And remember, every Saturday, VoltageVaping.com.
When it's your turn, the exceptional comes without exceptions. And the one you want becomes. With the Lexus, it's your turn to get 1.9% APR for 5 pre-owned RX models. At Lexus dealer. Each Lexus CPO is backed by a comprehensive factory warranty, and roadside. The Lexus of Richmond on Midlothian Pike.
Not all customers will qualify. Offer ends June 1st. Coverage only available in the continental U.S. and Canada. See your participating Lexus dealer.
For a wake-up call. Wawa's breakfast sizzlies are now just 2 for $3. Mix and match all your fresh Applewood cheese on an all buttercream croissant, steak and cheese on a bagel, or our sausage and French toast variety. Any two breakfast sizzlies for just $3. Highlight of your morning. Gotta have a Wawa. Limited time only. See store for details.
Welcome to Basketball!
Because of the great deal every Monday at Moe's Southwest Grill, everyone's been getting a case of the Moe Mondays. So start your week off right with a burrito with chips and salsa for a crazy low price.
At Napa Auto Parts, we got your car covered, front to right. So whether you're driver's side window or a glove, you can easily get what you need. Just go to NapaOnline.com, reserve it now, and pick it up in store later. Check it out now, and we'll stop messing with your speak. Maybe not. Come Napa Know How. Auto Parts Stores.
Big delays on 95 southbound from Bryant Park all the way to Chamberlain downtown, where we have a collision blocking the left lane opposite way. We're seeing onlooker delay. 64 coming no to Bryant Park. We have delays related to the incident on 95 and collisions at Buell and at 64.
The morning at XL102.
You may call it mid-season. But you've only lost the night. Preset all your feelings. May they comfort you too. And I'm climbing over something. And I'm running through walls. I don't know if I believe. I don't even know me. I don't know if I believe. Everything you're trying to eat. I had the strangest feeling, but not all it seems. So tired of misconceiving. What else this could. I don't even know if I believe.
everything you're trying to feed me.
Shouldn't have started eating before the break.
Tell me I'm alive.
Should have done that earlier.
This is never gone.
These are the jobs.
If I'm gonna have to guess.
They're pretty good. I hope they sound good.
Yeah.
They're pretty good. Had a good grab, Kaylee. Just gotta get out of my teeth. Okay, I'm ready. I'm one. Elliot, your breath is so Jolly Rancher and coughing-ish. All right, 866-2-2-6-6-6-2-3-5-6-8. Hi, who's this?
Hey, how you doing, Elliot?
I am doing great. Who are you? I'm sorry?
Mark.
Hey.
I'm doing okay.
Good, good. All right, so listen, a couple of... I'm going to give you tickets. You will go see Mumford & Sons. That show's going to be June 10th at Merriweather Post Pavilion.
Oh, awesome.
For normal people, they will be able to get the ticket on Friday when tickets go on ticket.com. Mark, you're special, though. You won your
ticket. Thank you for making me feel that way, buddy.
Absolutely. That's what I'm here for. Hey, Mark, can I ask you something? There's something that I'm really interested in right now. One of them Diane kind of alluded to there during news. Find anybody who knows anything about him. I don't care what order that I find somebody. But the two stories that I'm really intrigued. There's a story that took place in Philly of a jewelry heist, kidnapped a employee. Did you see this thing?
No, I'm afraid I didn't.
So this woman works at a jewelry store somewhere in Philly. I don't know exactly where. Right
where?
Oh, then I'll tell you right off the bat that I'm. Then this is the one that Diane mentioned. The high performance racing academy at Disney. Which, first of all, I didn't even know existed. Yeah, that Disney had like a Richard Petty experience. But it's different than, for example, at Richmond International, Diane did too, except I don't know that I would call what Diane did racing as much as the track.
Okay.
Tyler, you did the one at Dover.
Yes.
So now apparently.
Not a Richard Petty.
A different school, but it was,
They might not have Petty, but it was Dover's own thing.
Right, but it was a similar thing.
Oh, yeah.
And Kaylee, I'll tell you, if anybody knows about the, or saw any info on the jewelry thing, I'll do that, my guessing. But anyway, what they were saying with, oh, and then the other thing is if any Disney or has ever done one of the high heights racing experiences, I wouldn't mind that either.
It's also known as the Mick Yard.
Is it really? Oh, get it? See, that's a takeoff on... But I would like somebody who's done that. The accident that made the news over the weekend in a Lamborghini. But they also have, what I was reading, they also have Ferraris, Porsches. Like, they have all kinds of cars that you could take out on the Mick Yard. So, Kaylee, I need two things. Anybody who knows about the jewelry heist in Philly... Or anybody who's ever been and knows about the it's track or whether there are, I don't know if there are tracks all over the country. Start with Philly real quick. And they say that this of jewelry heists and thefts are through the roof across the country.
Big one they were talking a lot about the one in England. Yeah.
Yes, I saw that. So this chick in Philly, she was they kid in a van.
And she works at the jewelry store?
She works at the jewelry store. They threw her in a van. They have all kinds of surveillance cameras of the van, right? They throw a hood on her. They take her out, and they want the codes to the vault. And she's like, listen, I don't have the codes. I don't have the codes. And they ultimately leave her be. They have some like school parking lot or something like that. But they were these types of crimes completely through the roof. Not just your smash and grabs. But like the one you were talking about over the weekend, high end.
It was very much like Ocean's 11, where they're dropping down like elevator shafts. Using drills and.
But that now is all jewelry, and it is everything from intricate England things to what happened in Philly to just your run into the mall, smash and grab, and away you. But they said jeweled because it's so easy to sell. All you gotta do is get out of the
store.
Messed
that woman up, by the way.
Yeah, no, she got beat up pretty bad.
Yeah. So they tasered her like 3 times.
Kept tasing her. She's fine now.
Hmm.
Well, I mean, she's not being held
she's
anymore.
Afraid to
anymore. I don't understand that. They arrested one dude in South Carolina. Other guys.
Yeah.
So anyway, there's that. Hey, Mark, hold tight 1 second for me, okay?
Sure, man.
That to me, it's the new convenience store.
Jewelry?
Couldn't work at a jewelry store. I feel like everybody that walked in was robbing me.
Yeah, there was something. Where was I? Where I had the same? Oh no, it was a pet store. It wasn't at a pet store. Last week's story, which they stole that bird.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's another good one. I gotta get into that later, but that's another
store,
good one.
Pet store. No, honestly, there was somewhere where I was uncomfortable patron, because I thought where was I? Wasn't Carter's.
I feel like with you.
No, it was a place that I feel like is able to crime.
Jewelry store is number one right now. Jewelry stores is a hundredfold. And by the way, convenience store, somebody goes in, they on their pants and out they go. They're bashing. They're bashing you and they're running.
Register.
No, not all cases. Not all cases. There are things at a convenience store you can steal that are getting in trouble. Store, everything they want to steal is locked up.
Yeah.
Hundredfold. What were they? Why would you be afraid?
I always see near fights there. It wasn't there though. There was somewhere recently in, and I was like, I'm uncomfortable right now here. And there was no one else in the store. It's not like there was some shady activity going on. I was just like, it was like the bright of day.
What are you afraid of?
A lot of things.
Jewelry.
No
jewelry
time for
store,
that.
Jewelry store doesn't matter. Middle day, I could be closing up. Everybody who walks into that store, hammer and bash away.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I'm not doing? Stopping them. Alarm until they got a good head start. Casino?
Has he been in a casino?
I'm saying.
Oh, where you've been. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was sometime last week.
Parking garage?
No, but those occasionally give you the willies. What was it? God, I don't do much. Kohl's? Short list.
Oh, were you at? No, he said he wasn't at Kohl's. Kohl's.
We said Carter's, but it wasn't. I'll think of it.
You'll think.
Stay tuned.
Hi, Elliot in the morning.
What's up, Elliot?
Hey, who's this?
It's Brad. How you doing, man?
Brad, I am doing the high-performance car racing.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, we before?
Yeah, I've done it, and actually, I live and work down here at Disney now. I'm on the internet now.
Oh, so you're down at in Orlando right now. You don't work for the track, do you?
No, I work in the parks.
I gotcha. By the way, I had no idea that at Disney, does it do well?
It's funny, they're actually closing it in June permanently because they're expanding the transporting areas and stuff. It's in the mud.
I gotcha. And so you can go to these places and these high-performance vehicles.
Yeah, I did the Lamborghini you can do the NASCAR and stuff too there, but the exotic thing is a different portion. It's not run by, like, Richard Petty.
Here's my question, though. Like, have you ever done the Richard Petty experience?
No, I never did that one yet before they closed. But
well,
now
you bet.
They may close by June.
Well, the way the one works, if memory serves, at first you go around with an instructor in a van. And they drive you around. Drive you, right?
Right.
So you can see
how the bank is. You can see where the car. Then you go out in a car. But, and correct me if I'm wrong, you go out as a passenger first.
I did this.
Right. Then you switch over, and then you become the driver. There is somebody from the race experience who's kind of like the lead car. Somebody else in the car with you. The thing
see, on the which I did last year, it got me for like our archery thing, and you watch like an video, and you go through a bunch of things. All you're wearing is a helmet. You don't take any like practice laps or anything. You get in the car as the driver. Somebody from the track rides with you. You each have a headset so you can talk to each other, and then he has like a kill switch that he holds.
Right.
But he can kill the car, but he can't. He doesn't have any brake pedals or any steering wheel. You're in control.
Kill the engine. I don't, for the life of me. If I were, and now listen, I'm a driving instructor, I would never get in the car with somebody who's got zero ability, experience, car like that.
It's pretty intense. I don't know if I could do it either. I mean, rolling out there, and then once you get in, and I heard that they hit, I don't know how it happened, you know, you go around half of the track, and then you cut into the middle of the track for the exotic cars, and they have kind of thing where there are hairpin turns and stuff.
Yeah, right, it's supposed to be like an F1 track.
Right. So, yeah, I don't know if they hit, you know, if they lost control. There, you're doing 80, 90 miles an hour, you know, going through the hairpin.
I have a buddy who did, and by the way, there's also, dealerships offer these types of things, too. So I know BMW has one. I know Mercedes has one. I know Porsche has one. I know BMW has one. I think I said them. But anyway, they all performance things. I know somebody that I want to say it was at Mercedes one at the Laguna Seca racetrack, which is in very famous. They give you these the SLS McLarens to race, which is a $250,000 car. And you get those 60, 170. Why would you? Now again, there is. I mean, you watch videos and stuff. Are you going to put yourself? Hey, thank you, dude. I appreciate. Are you going to put? You're going to put yourself in the control over nothing.
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
And now you're a passenger with jackass driving 160.
No, obviously.
Why would they put? I don't understand why there's a passenger in the car, unless they're afraid that I'm and just take off with it. Yeah. I've never heard of a passenger being in one of those cars. Even for like the when you did the racing thing at Dover.
Yeah.
When you were finally driving the car,
mm-hmm.
or anybody in the seat?
No, I was by myself.
Yeah, that's how it should be.
Extra.
Because remember,
ride along.
Ride along is they drive.
No,
and you're the passenger.
I doubt that kid sat in the seat for free.
No, but he drove.
Yeah, I'm saying both probably had to pay.
No, the guy in the passenger seat worked at the track.
Yeah,
the guy. Don't I have that right?
Yeah.
The guy in the passenger seat was an employee.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it wasn't like a friend. That was an employee. Because remember when Diane did it at RIR, hindsight, that car wasn't going fast enough to even turn. But we wanted Diane to crash the car into the barrier to see what crashed the car.
I was terrified in the and because you know when I get so
awesome.
They're giving out instruction. I'm panicked. It's going in one ear and out. By the time he finishes just a sentence, I'm like listening, and then I miss the next sentence too.
Drive fast. Don't have to worry about what's behind. We call that rest of the field.
Nope, that's why I would go around. I'm staying to the right.
The van ride is the scariest part.
Yeah, because you don't and you don't have a. It's like you don't have all that stuff on.
And it's around in a race car.
Your flippability is.
Richmond, I've never done, but banking at Richmond, I think is like 15 degrees at Dover.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, you definitely. I'm sure.
Yeah, I bet you could feel that. Wait, kudos to Tyler for knowing all the degree of banking at the different tracks.
Really?
Hi, Elliot.
Did you guys get to walk it?
No, we didn't walk the track.
Oh, that was pretty cool, too. You feel like you're climbing a mountain.
Joe, isn't it Daytona that's famous for that? Hi, who's this?
Hey, it's Dan in Richmond.
Hey, what's going on, dude?
Hey, I just witnessed Wednesday.
Wait, you raced a Ferrari in Disney? Dude, how was it?
It is pretty sweet. There's been one spot where you can get up fast, electric accelerator. There's straightaways, like a little less than a quarter mile. But it looks like he was accelerating early on that turn up.
Hey, let me ask you this: what did you say? Oh, you did the Ferrari. When you did the Ferrari at the McYard. What the was there an instructor?
McYard.
You're making it sound like a product.
It is a McDonald's. Oh no, it's Dip. Mick. Not
like
Mick
brick.
Is a McDonald's.
Yeah,
that's the same thing to me. The McYard.
My morning.
did you have an instructor in the passenger seat with you?
Yep, they sit next to you. The guy that called earlier, the fish, they have a throttle control. So basically throttle you down to like to 100%. They start you out at 100. Something wrong, they'll throttle you down to 10%. Basically, the first lap, you got to go around a little slow just to get used to the track a little bit. They don't tell you how you're basically supposed to.
Right.
He's kind of with you, telling you where to turn, when to accelerate. But he just, as you keep going, you get going a little faster and faster each time to get used to it. Kind of slammed on the gas flipper if he just kind of thought he was a little better than he was and went a little too
far. Right, but don't you agree? And listen, I'm sure you're a great driver on the roads. Don't you agree? You don't want to be in the car with you the first time you get 100 miles an hour.
I'm not going to drive with me anyway.
Oh, you're like Elliot.
No. Thanks. I was good at the Richard Petty experience. I was great. And by the way, little known secret, take off your shoes.
What?
Take off your coffee. You'll feel that pedal.
You did that at
if they told me afterwards, I'd be better off, be able to feel that pedal. No,
that sounds absurd.
That's why all the race car, very thin shoes. You want to be able to acceleration. You want to be able to feel the pedal as you get into it. You find any high performance vehicles like the other types.
They all wear those little boots.
And how thin are they on the bottom?
I would hope they're thick enough to save me when the car catches on fire.
That's all it is. There's flame retardant. And other than that, it is, you want to be able to feel the pressure of pushing down. You just mash. You have no idea.
A lot of mashing. I'll give you that. But I don't recall them ever telling me.
They don't tell you that.
Well, who told you that?
I'm telling you that.
You said they told you that.
The guy at Petty, when I was done, was like, hey, in the future, if you do that, take your right shoe off.
Sir, you just voided your experience.
Yeah. I had it on for the original.
How did you do that?
Maybe they just knew that I had just such a feel for radio that they were like, you know what? You're ready for the next step. Take your shoe off.
Did he say to his friend right before saying that to her?
Pretty, looking back, pretty certain they knew I did not have a feel about the automatic for me. The only one, really, 12 people, is a different car for me.
Is the experience, the McYard, is that pretty good?
Had a great time.
That's what I said.
No, the McYard.
Mickey Mouse Club Yard. McYard.
Say Brickyard. How would you say Brickyard?
Brickyard.
And now say
Brickyard.
At the Mickyard, yeah, there you can get it in 30 seconds.
I just won't say it again. Brickyard. How is the race? What was
I definitely.
Well, apparently you only have until June, and then it's COB.
Yeah, now they're trying to make more parking.
Take a great experience like the Mickyard, and then you shut it down for
Elliot. Elliot.
Appreciate it. Thank you, my friend. You got it. We'll talk to you later. Line two. You know what? Let me do this. Let me take a break. Oh, will you ask the instructor to hold? Oh, yeah. Also, 8. Yeah, you can ask all these people to hold. That's fine. Give me one quick break. I'll grab you next.
Elliot in the Morning presents Walk the Moon. Sold at the 9:30 Club. Don't worry. EIPM has your ticket to get you into the show and give you passes to our VIP happy hour and soundcheck party. Meet the band and have a few drinks for everyone else. Elliot in the Morning's VIP Happy Hour and Soundcheck Party with Wit. Need more info? Facebook.com/EITM online. Elliot in the Morning. XL102 Big Field Day.
The Subway 15 Seconds of Fame.
I love banana pepper Subway. I eat them almost every single day.
Write the new Subway jingle for your chance at the ultimate BFDX stage with Incubus. Shoot the entire festival with your own GoPro and have your jingle debuted in front of thousands at Big Field Day. Subway may even use it in a national now at BigFieldDay.com.
It's pretty good, yeah?
Welcome to Subway. What can I make for you? How about something from our new Mediterranean collection?
Keep talking.
Juicy chicken or steak with feta cheese, cucumbers, black olives, or finished off with creamy tzatziki sauce. Try these Greek flavors on a sandwich or as a Subway chopped salad.
Sounds delicious.
Mediterranean collection won't be here last. Subway. Eat fresh.
Limited time only. Participating restaurant.
Hey, it's Elliot. For people choose Pearson Mazda, making them the number one volume Mazda dealer in Richmond. More savings for you. Right now, you can lease a 2015 Mazda 3 for only $169 a month. Yes, just $169 on a 3-year lease, and there are options. Learn more at Pearson Mazda in the West End at the corner of Springfield and West Broad Street, or online anytime at Pearson Mazda.
Diamonds Direct's biggest ever 3-day store-wide sale is here. Extra savings on virtually everything. All earrings on sale. All pendants on pendants. And weddings, bands, bracelets on sale. For 3 diamonds, already unbeatable prices are even lower. Plus, special financing up to 48 months. Save big on engagement rings, design rings, designer jewelry, pearls, colors of the year, store-wide. It's this weekend only. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And only at Diamonds Direct. Short Pump, West Pump, West Broad Village.
Richmond, let Veteran Vapors of Ashland help you say goodbye to winter and help refreshing new juice flavors. Stop in and vaping products and now all flavors. Veteran Vapors of Ashland will help you find a combination you'll love. Mention this and off your purchase of $25 or more. Owned and operated by veterans giving friends and community. Veteran Vapors of Ashland, located on Route 1. For more info, call 299, follow us on Facebook, or go to veteranvapors.net.
Attention all team coaches and sponsors. Order your custom tees for your athletes and staff. This year,
order your custom T2 Awards and Apparel and save up to 30 for turnaround. And located here in Richmond, K2 Awards and Apparel is incredibly fast. Simply go to K2Awards.com and with our easy-to-use designer, create your and save time and money. With kids quick and safe. Order online at K2 and save 30%. That's K2Awards.com for all of your custom T-shirts.
Cell 102 Discovery Series continues with Waters, live at the Capitol Ale House Music Hall, downtown. Thing on XL 102. Two. Now, bands of the year. Waters at the Capitol Ale House Music Hall. Tickets are just $5. $5 cash tickets on door this Tuesday. Don't miss downtown at 623 East Main Street. Pages. More at CapitolAleHouse.com.
Excuse me, sir. What are you doing?
Who, me? I'm just hanging some family.
You can't do that.
How come?
Because this is a Hardee's restaurant, and you can't do that.
No, I just figured since you're made that...
Yeah?
I would just make the rest of the place feel like my home.
Is that your moving truck?
I think it's here. You want to help me lift the recliner?
Get two made-from-scratch bacon egg bits at Hardee's for a limited time for today.
To make fast food beans, get beans and a lot of artificial ingredients, like tertiary butyl hydroquinone. Then cook and take. To make Chipotle's beans, gently simmer beans with a few real ingredients. Oregano. That's pure Chipotle.
Home Depot consumer credit card and get 10% off or up to 24 months special finance now. No more maybe or one, let's wait and see. Carpet, tile, hardwood, vinyl, or laminate. Now, the floor is yours. Let's save 10% or get special financing with your Home Depot credit card on any flooring purchase. More saving, more doing. Doing. That's the power of the home. April 15th, U.S. only. Subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply.
Slow going for 95 southbound from south from Bryant Park down through town. Collision has cleared. All travel lanes are open, but just a slow go right now. Watch for collisions right now. 13th at Main, 26th at S Street on the south side, 17th at Hull Street. But looking at Buellian.
From the top of the M building, WWD 77, WRXL, Richmond, Elliot in the Morning.
Coming up a little bit later on this hour, tickets to our VIP happy hour and soundcheck park. Soundcheck the moon. But we'll get you in. Later on this morning during Diane's Dirt. Tickets to see the Capitals take on the Islanders. Every day this week you will win those tickets. Headline 8. Hi, Elliot.
Hey, Elliot. It's Michael.
Hey, Michael. How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, thank you. What can I do for you, bro?
I drove that car 2 weeks ago down in Disney.
You really?
Yeah, I did a Lamborghini.
So the exact car that was in this accident over the weekend, you drove 2 weeks.
Yes.
Is the whole racing experience pretty cool?
It's unbelievable. They'd give you six laps for like $350. If they sold you laps while you were driving, you would never leave the car and you'd be the whole day.
Oh, they ought to treat it like a strip club. That the bed dances while the first one's going on.
Hey, my credit card, like, every 5 seconds. But you want to do more? Of course. Yep, yep.
Do you choose which car? Like, did you choose the Lamborghini?
On the other hand, you have to reserve your car. So I chose. They have two Lamborghinis there. They have a yellow one and a white one.
Right.
And the white one's called the Superleggera, which is faster than the yellow one.
Right.
And what's really cool is, see, I did one off of Groupon, but they don't level shift the car. And down in Disney, they do. So that can trip a lot of people up when you don't know how to drive a paddle shift car.
Right.
You can run into a lot of problems. You know, I don't know where he crashed on the track. You know, they give you a USB that plugs in the car and it downloads all the data for when you're driving out. And, you know, I went 121 miles an hour, so stuff happens really fast at 121 miles an hour.
Yes, it does. And I got to imagine, yeah. I mean, I've never... But I would imagine that the during on a car like that so precise and so quick that I mean, just the smallest little nick of that steering wheel, you're turning.
Oh yeah, yep. And there's times when the instructor tells you to floor it, and you're like, doing you know you would probably floor your car five seconds later. They're if they feel that you're comfortable with the car, I think they start pushing you, which I enjoyed. I mean, that's the whole point of the experience, is to feel the car.
Right.
But I see, and then you push, you can lose control. And there's times in it where I was like, wow, if I was not paying attention, could get bad just because.
Yes, you know. Of course it could.
Yeah.
The experience that I am not getting in the car with you.
But it is like, wow, you know, they crashed one. This is, I've never heard of this happening at this track or anywhere. And, you know, of course there's risks involved, but totally do it just when you're driving. I mean, it's not your car.
Right. Oh, and by the way, I mean, it's awesome. Like the NASCAR experience. Hey, did you take your right shoe off?
Did I do what?
Did you take off your right shoe?
Oh, I did not. No, but I heard what you were talking about with that, and that's totally special shoes. And
thank you.
And I wish I had, like, the full racing gear on, but...
Well, I mean, you don't want to look stupid either. Although, I will say this, and this has nothing to do with race today, where I decided that I want one of those white jumpsuits that the caddies wear at the Masters.
For what?
Because they look awesome.
You have a black one.
That is true. All right, dude, I appreciate it. Thank you, my friend.
All right, thanks, Elliot. Go.
Hey, man, dude, can't start soon enough. Hi, Elliot in the morning. Hello?
Yeah, is this me?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Mike.
Hey, what's up, Mike?
What? I'm a certified HPD driver and instructor.
And HPD, HPD is?
Basically, hypercar. I teach you how to drive fast properly on a closed track.
So would it be a dude down in Disney at the Mick Yard?
Close, but on a much larger scale. Actually use tracks somewhat like the Nürburgring and things like that. We use some of and VIR in upstate Virginia.
But now would you, like as an instructor, would you ever get in the car with somebody who's riding a Lamborghini for the first time in their life?
I do it on a daily basis. That's why I'm a instructor. It's my job growing up.
Okay, but I mean, don't, at some point, I feel like it's inevitable that crap's going to happen.
Yeah, I've been in some shady situations. I've been in the car when it's Ferrari. Luckily, it anything, but yeah, I mean, unfortunately.
How fast were you going when the dude spun the Ferrari? Holy crap, dude.
And I know that at Disney, I just have a 5-point harness, and that's it.
You can't even stop the car?
Nope.
Oof, oof. So you're...
Yeah, because what it is it's... All who have the money to buy these cars, but don't know how to drive them properly. Solution racing classes.
And oh, so like if you go buy like a Lamborghini or like a 911 or a Maserati, you could... They'll sell you a class where you learn how to go to...
Yeah. It's put together by just local, you know, racing circuits.
Right. Hey, Tyler, when you got your Corolla, yeah. did they offer you that class?
They did. Coupons for a couple of restaurants at the nearby mall.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I mean, when you first start the classes, when you're like at stage one, it's a lot of wheel watching and paperwork type stuff. Mm-hmm. You get to stage two, that's when you're out on the track. That's when you're with me in my race car, showing you when to brake in the middle of the turn, when to into downshift, things of that sort. And at stage three, that's when I'm in the car with the customer vehicle. And then at four, they have free rein by themselves.
So you have to be in the car to ever turn them loose.
Exactly.
I would skip stage three. It's not a trust thing. It's just you have no idea that they can. It's right. You can't do a goddamn thing. You're just stuck, dude. What if a tire goes?
There's a very thorough inspection that every vehicle has to go through. They're allowed back. They're allowed
5-point inspection. 5-point inspection. Hey, let me ask you this: When you see what happened, I mean to be a dick, but when you see what happened, they just flip you out, or is it like, nah, whatevs, it's part of the job?
I mean, it frustrates me a little bit, but at the same time, you got to kind of keep it head, you know, it's bound to happen at some point, basically.
So it's too much of a big deal, maybe?
I think so, yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Well,
no, I don't like it. It's fine.
Right. No, but you could see why something like that would be picked up. I mean, it's Disneyland or World, whatever.
Right.
It's a Lamborghini. It goes flying around, crashes like crazy. I didn't even race park at Disney.
I was unaware of there one being at Disney. I just knew of, you know, all the track events and things like that that I do.
Right.
But that's the thing is, you knew about the thing at Disney, but you didn't know of doing what I go through.
I want to go. I want to do the track that you do. I don't want to be you, because somebody could be coming through there. Yeah. Hey, do you tell people that?
No, I do not.
Yeah, but you know where I'm coming from with that.
I do, but at the same time, me, an instructor, I'm extremely cautious of that.
Right.
Because those shoes, you know, racing shoes have grip on the bottom of them, just like running. If you take that off and you're going, chances are that sock could get caught up on the corner of a pedal.
And next thing you know, you are spinning out a $150,000 Ferrari.
Nope.
All right, dude, I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you. My new thing, though.
Taking
I'm going to drive with my right shoe on. It's shoe.
A car into a garage. I won't have to think about driving right into the house when my foot slips off the pedal. Great.
Hi, Elliot. The morning.
What's up?
Hey, who's this?
My name's Hunt. I'm an instructor over at Summit Point and Point to Watkins Glen and down to Sebring, Florida.
Oh, dude, I'd love to do Watkins Glen.
Oh, Watkins Glen is just a fantastic track.
Go ahead. What do you got for me?
Well, it's safer than you think. Generally, the people that are coming out to do these events are motivated to learn how to drive their cars. Very so, you know, they're not hounds that hop in the car and just mash the gas pedal.
Right.
So, how to know when your student, if they're first time on the track and they've got, you probably know you're going to have to do some. You know, a lot of screaming and yelling. But in general, people are also of the instructors. They go through training. The cars are installed within 2 weeks of the event.
Right.
So it's a lot safer.
Wait, are you doing for the passenger in the car, or are you doing like for example the Disney experience? Like that could just be like, all right, you know, listen, Dad's gone to Princess Breakfast 3 times. We're going to let him go out and race a Ferrari.
No, I do Locusha Club, Audi Club, here locally, most point out in West Virginia, which is, it's a tremendous fun to instruct.
Right.
You know, there's a progression. You know, usually the entry level are, you know, it's fairly slow. I mean, you're not going 150. Yep. Your student is going 150 miles an hour. They're probably not ready for it. You're allowing them to, you know, stop, pull in. There's ways you can get control of the student, but accidents do happen. What happened? You know, listening to you, I've had that happen. They kind of get overwhelmed.
That's Diane. Diane is so overwhelmed with what's going on, and she's panicking. And you're going head first into a barrier.
I'm pulling over. What do I do?
well, you know, that's a possibility. I've used steering wheel twice, direction.
The right direction.
Well, you know. Sure.
Oh my! But you've never been in a wreck.
I have not as a passenger, no. But I have been in spin outs. But you know, I've drive off the track. What we teach is when you know you're about to lose how to drive them to the track safely, but without creating a spin.
So, look where you want to go, not where.
Yep, don't jerk the wheel. The wheel, get back
jerk
on
store.
Real quick. Just get it straight and ease back onto the track. And you'll be surprised how various accidents that are paying so much attention in their swing.
Right.
That it's probably safer than 70 mile an hour traffic on the beltway with a guy 5 feet on your right.
Can I,
he's reading a book.
Can I, a sensitive question? Was there an accident at lost an instructor?
Yes.
Yeah. Somebody sent me a note. My neighbor's dad was an instructor at Summit Point, and he recently died while instructing.
Things happen, and it was a real unfortunate accident where
a
car hit a tree.
Oi.
I think it was a GTO with horsepower.
Right.
That's
horrible. But that's what I was saying. I would never be the instructor.
It's fun though.
Fun sitting in the car and driving it. I don't know that I want to be a passenger while somebody else is driving.
But it is fun because you take someone who's never been out on the track and they're so excited when they get back out of that car.
I get that.
It's a lot of fun.
Will you tell everybody I'm right that you should drive right shoe off?
No, I can't do that.
Okay, that's a no.
You're absolutely right when you describe it as a thin barrier against fire, but there isn't, you can't feel everything and the heels are round and
I
want to roll
feel,
your
I want to
like
feel
that.
the speed. I want to feel the car taken off.
Pay attention.
Yeah, quickly, people that have a mechanical empathy and they can feel what's going on in the rear, and then there's people that really don't, and you kind of have to bring them along.
Well, you're under your breath if I walked in.
I would try to find something wrong with your car so you couldn't go out.
Appreciate it, and thank you in the long run.
All right, dude. Hey, finish your phone call. Thank you, dude.
All right.
You got it, dude. We'll talk to you later. All right, let me do this. Let me take a break. We'll come back. Oh, God, there's about three things I got to get into. All right, let me get the morning. In the morning.
Connect on Facebook at facebook.com. TM Online. XL102 Big Field Day. This week, win tickets. Get hang with Passion Pit. Listen Passion Pit songs back to back and be the 10th caller. Get the time still. Listen every morning at 8 on Facebook. XL102 Big Field Day. Presented by Pearson Mazda. Subway.
When you're in the market, feel possible. And once you pick a better place for your auto loan than Argent Credit Union. Hey, Gary Hess here. My wife and I have been, and I can promise you they take care of us. And they'll take care of you for your new car. New car rates as low as 1.199 APR. Argentcu.org for an easy online application. And you'll learn what we are RVA's best choice for loans. And with around the metro, they're convenient to you. To your union. Second to none.
Wow, this place is huge.
Welcome, ma'am. If you can't find the furniture you want here, it just doesn't exist.
I saw your ad for mattresses.
We sell everything.
Are you a mattress?
Well, no, but I'm really starting to get the hang of it.
Really?
Trust the professionals. At Sleepy's, we know mattresses inside and out. It's all we do. Trust Sleepy's. Trust professionals.
Fios talks big, but when you take a closer look, their story is half-baked. Fios claims more on demand, but they charge for 7 out of 10 shows. Xfinity on demand delivers the most TV on all devices, and over 80% are free. Plus, with the cloud-based X1 take your DVR library anywhere. Can't do that with Fios. And with Xfinity, reliable in-home Wi-Fi. Fios talks, but Xfinity delivers. Get all the facts.com to learn more. It with the Xfinity X1 triple play from Comcast for $79.99 a month for 12 months. Plus, ask how you can get up to first. Visit Comcast.com/switch today. Offer ends 4/19/15. Restrictions apply. Not available in all airs. Triple play customers ordering online only. 2-year term contract with early equipment taxes and fees, including broadcast and sports fees extra, subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.
New Odor Eaters medicated powder with maximum speed provides relief for foot irritation and controls odor and wetness. It's super activated, fracted foil, absorbs sweat and relieves itching. Medicated powder stops the odor.
The XL102 Discovery Series continues this Tuesday with Waters, Tap Music Hall, Downtown. Single I Feel Everything on XL102. Now check out one of the most buzzed about bands of this at the Capitol Ale House Music Hall. Tickets are just $5. $5 cattle at the door this Tuesday. Don't miss Waters. Downtown at 6:30. Doors at 7:30. All ages. Alehouse.com.
In the spring, Diamonds Direct does something absolutely crazy. And it's happening this weekend. A 3-day, multi-million-dollar store. Unbeatable Diamonds Direct price. Plus, extra savings on every wedding band. Every pair of earrings. Every bracelet. Every pendant. World-class designers are here, too. With trunk loads of jewelry all on sale. It's the largest ever 3-day sale. This Friday, Saturday, even open Sunday. Diamonds Direct. Short pump.
West side to fuss with lunch? Introducing Chinello's new lunchbox deals. 6-inch sub, fries and a drink, 6-flick bread and a drink, $6. Small one-topping pizza and drink, $6. Pick up or delivery from one of their 6 area locations. Call now or order online only at chinellospizza.com.
Oh, oh, oh.
O'Reilly.
Save on your next purchase of 5-quart jug of Valvoline and a MicroGuard filter for $22.99. Or for higher mileage vehicles, upgrade to Valvoline MaxLife and a MicroGuard filter. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better prices every day. Limit supply. Or for this.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Tired of hearing they can save you hundreds of dollars on your car insurance? Call us today and see why I say nobody beats the insurance doctor.
How about something really good for dinner that's good for you too? Wild Alaska's Lettuce has exceptional flavor and out-card healthy omega-3s. Grill some up tonight. He's at Wild Alaska's Sea.
From the Nissan of Richmond Traffic Center.
Trouble on 95 northbound up through, looks like Atlas here. A serious collision is blocking several travel lanes. Watch for collisions at Laburnum on the south side, Turner Road at Midlothian.
Now, Elliot in the Morning, XL 102.
I could go to block. Rinse till I get every drop. Sift through the details of the answers involved.
Whatever you do, don't stop drinking.
Well, it doesn't taste like butthole.
It smells like
your coffee smells like it.
There's something wrong with the machine. I don't know. Don't forget. In a little bit, we'll get you into our Elliot in the Morning, Elliot Morning Hour with Walk the Moon, sold out show. And then during Diane's Dirt, tickets to see the Capitals take on the Islanders. Giving away Cap playoff tickets all week. Pardon me. Now, there is a woman who was all over for Saturday and Sunday. And I believe she... This is the woman who was married 10 times. Did you see her at all?
So
she is from the Bronx.
She was married that many times, but
never got divorced. So I guess there's a couple that don't understand. First of all, if I was getting divorced, why even go through the formality of it? Doesn't seem like you ever have to. And then if you ever were going to get remarried, first of all, never get remarried. But even if you were even to never get remarried, oh, is that the right way to go? If your plan was to never get remarried.
Yeah.
Thing to be just agree that you're separate and then just never get divorced?
You trust the person you're divorcing?
Well, I probably would stay married to them if I was trying to love. That has nothing to do with trust.
I'm not saying in every case, but there are certainly cases where I don't think you think you could trust them.
I just made an agreement. Hey, listen, we're divorced. Period. Not legally and in the technical sense. And then you want to try to get married again? Try to get married again. Times.
I only saw the headline. What was her
deal?
So
her story, she got married 10 times. Some of them, let's say Diane was illegal, and I would marry her so she could get her green card.
Yeah.
It's the case with all of the marriages, wasn't it?
It was with all of them. I believe that was the majority of them. And in some cases, there was some money that exchanged hands. She paid. So, like, Diane would pay me $1,000 to marry her. She gets her green card. She gets to stay in the country. And then I'm going to do the same thing with Kaylee. She wants to stay in the country. But it makes it sound like, you know what I mean? Like, for example,
they're not like keeping strict records.
Like, if I don't
what's
remember.
What's easy to do? Like, run and immigrate married 10 times.
Three times, 2 times. Like, if Jackie and I just said, you know what, our marriage is over. I don't want to go through the whole legal. We just agree we're divorced. Why wait? Mm-hmm. And then I met Senate to get divorced. Get married. Couldn't I just... Like, there's nothing that says...
It's the law, though. You can't be married to two people at the same time.
Okay, but technically, I am married.
We made an agreement.
Yeah.
But...
Your handshake doesn't hold weight, the whole weight in court.
What is... How would they know?
I don't know. Is that something that... isn't that a question that... You're asked?
That's what I don't remember.
So then you're lying on that.
It's been a long time since I filled out any marriage paperwork. And I tell you this all the time. I don't know that I believe my marriage is... I really don't. Like, I know that we had to fill out paperwork, but like, it was like braiding hair. Like, it was far from like courthouses involved.
But you had like a wedding on the beach. You still had a license in order to.
Okay. I have no clue. I don't think I have a marriage certificate. But,
yeah, you sure?
I think I do.
I thought like you.
I've never seen it.
You get your license like in your home county.
I definitely didn't do that.
Then it's good for like
90 days or something like that. Yeah. Where were Jackie and I? I definitely didn't get any.
Right, maybe you aren't married then.
No, I say it to Jackie all the time. Legally married. I mean, we're married because we love each other. That's all I need. Under God's law, we're really married. But anyway, enough about me. What?
Under government's law. Under,
whatever, you know what I mean.
In God's eyes, it's us. You're married.
God's eyes, I'm married.
Or something. But in Maryland, you would have been in Maryland at the time, correct?
Yes, that.
And you do have to say whether you're single, divorced, widow, or a widower. And if you were previously married, then the divorce, and the each divorce was granted or death of spouse.
Okay, so let me ask you this. I just checked single.
Lied.
Well, I'm lying anyway. I already know that I'm marrying somebody. Sorry.
Yeah, but you're lying now to the government.
Yeah, you're on April 15th. No, you know what I mean? Like,
Diane, you said it wasn't illegal. It is.
Okay, but is there any way that they would know? Like, is there let me marriage request. Let me cross-reference this with any previous request that...
No, it didn't seem like the most efficient of offices when I was a licensed.
That's what I mean. You claims they would never know. No. And if you married, and I don't want this to sound... If everybody that you marry is foreign, flag. If the name is foreign. Because then it looks like you're marrying green card people. Right?
Are you someone who is getting divorced?
No, I'm skirting the divorce. I'm skirting every divorce thing. But if she would have married Brad Ritt Wilson, like, she's not, that never gets flagged. Because they're foreign names.
What are marriages in like a 3-year period? That would be, hey, you look familiar.
I don't think they would, please to that.
I might have to hand me the documents.
See what I mean? Don't you feel like it'd be the easiest thing in the world to do?
Finally get caught.
They caught her.
But like, did she file for some status? Like,
I don't know the answer.
That flagged her, or was it something she did that caused her trouble?
She avoided detection, perhaps because each certificate town or village
so smart
throughout New York State.
So.
I mean, I don't know. Was somebody just like, hey, like, let me check her out.
What's her name? What's her name? Does it stand out?
Liana Barrientos.
No, that's. She also got busted on a speeding ticket with after that. Her wearing a really shorts, all that. She does have big old tiggies. No, but like, if by the time you're doing 10, 11, you sit down. But if you were just... You know what? You were young, dumb, Richard, this Canadian, whatever. No, but you know what I mean? Like, your first marriage. And then you went, and then now it's later, you're going to have a real marriage. If you would have never filed or anything, you're going to never check that.
I mean, it caught her.
Diane, she did 10 of them. 10 Elliot Siegels, you're going to be like, that's weird. Two, you would never...
As John points out on Twitter, not only are you risking a lot by doing it, but one of them comes after alimony or child support, you're double levels.
Well, no, that's why you write clean.
Well, no, he's saying the handshake doesn't set up the system in which now worked from either side.
I just run off.
So now you're just...
Took off from my marriage.
Okay.
Are there people married who never really got divorced?
I'm sure.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's what I mean. It goes on all the time.
And that's of his coworker from the Richmond, Virginia area. Remember Isaac Costello? Remember that name?
Vaguely.
To four women at one time?
Yes.
So she would use her, since she was always using the same real social security number, and then she would just kind of change the name up a little bit.
Instead of it being Leon, it'd be
something like that.
Oh my God! How many charges does she face?
Well, once you're in twice.
That's what they say.
The in for a penny and hand in for a pound.
She was married to. Oh, and she's got a boyfriend separate from all of this.
Well, these guys, because she's intimate with them, she's marrying these guys so that they can get a car. She's.
There's another just aside, Elliot. Yep. I think someone would notice if a woman was marrying multiple NHL players.
Okay, they were just to mine.
And it's pointed out that Tom Wilson is also Canadian. Racist. They're foreigners, just like the other foreigners.
Hi, Elliot. In the morning. Elliot in the morning.
Yes. Hi. This is a kangaroo in Ashland.
Are you remarried without being divorced?
Oh, here's the thing. I have a daughter, and her father is from Costa Rica. He's illegal, and we're married. But immigration, they ask you, like, a whole series of questions. Like, if you dig the person, they find out. Oh,
getting married to a foreigner is rough.
Yes.
No, my buddy from, I want to say Brazil. Yeah, I could be wrong.
Yeah, but did he know her?
Well, yeah,
it was a legitimate marriage.
He got the fuzzy eyebrow buddy. Not his friends. We all knew it was cool. But like when they went down to the courthouse and sat at the 10th degree.
Liana says it's not that hard.
Yeah, well, they question you to high.
Yeah, no,
how did he scam then?
That's what I mean. It's got to be easier than I think it is.
Maybe it varies state by state.
Like whatever, just get married. Who
foreigners anyway?
All right, very good. I appreciate it. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Later. People are divorced, are being divorced. 10%?
10?
Oh, you think it's high?
Oh, no, no. There are a few out there. 1 in 10? I don't think so.
1 in 100? That's still...
Yeah, that is different than 10%. It's...
Yeah, it's a 1%.
Idiot.
Did you say line 6? Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Is this me?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Caroline.
Hi, Caroline, how are you?
My parents just had their 21st wedding anniversary on April 1st, but they've been split up for the past 16 years.
16?
Yeah, they haven't been together in a very long time. And my mom has two kids, the oldest of which is 12.
Why won't they...
The reasons where it kind of just benefits both of them not to, and my stepdad. It's really weird.
Don't think you can technically call him dad.
Well, I mean, he's been around since I was like 6.
Yeah, married to your old lady.
I mean, legally he's not my stepdad, but
right. Hey,
he's like a dad to make a dummy.
When
so.
You say like financial reasons, it means that your mom and dad have like some good good money things.
Can I guess?
Oh, hold on. Tyler's got to get.
Both like health insurance.
It's not as idea. No, but you can get if you're not married.
Yeah, but it keeps. Well, my mom has 9 kids.
Kids.
Yeah.
Aspirin between your knees. You've never heard that as neat as the aspirin between your knees. Oh, I'll get to the Catholic school girls. Because yeah, if you could hold an aspirin between
there.
Yeah.
There you go.
Which isn't necessarily true, because even like,
he
tried. I could still get in there.
The other way.
That was an awful visual.
So, 9 kids, she obviously doesn't want to lose a good health plan.
No, but your mom doesn't care that she can't get married to this dude.
Well, I mean, they've talked about it, like, I don't know, it's really
okay. So she'll get married when she becomes a widow.
Hmm?
She became a widow.
No, I mean, my dad, he's kind of to the point where this has got to stop meeting other people, and it's really weird for him.
Why is it weird for him? They haven't been together in 60, threw me out. I'd be dating next week.
No, but there's probably women who are like, well, wait a minute, you've been, that's odd. You've just gone ahead and divorced.
Oh, it's horribly odd, but if you gave me some kind of, like some romantic, hey, listen, my parents will tie-ins and stuff like that, I wouldn't care. I wouldn't marry you. But I can't marry you. You're married.
Exactly.
That's why he's getting the milk for free. he's not a...
No, I don't think so.
That's the way to go. Why doesn't she just marry him anyway and see if she can get away with it?
I don't think she's wanted to risk it.
And don't you, hey, thank you, ma'am, thank you. Don't you agree that if you could stay divorced for a certain amount of, or that it would just wash out the marriage?
I think it's nice to have some paperwork.
It does become the paperwork.
The word?
No. If you could show that you're separated, like legally separated.
Using it, you're going through the proceeding. You don't want to have to do.
But I'm stopping it after that. I'm getting the paperwork and then I'm stopping it.
Divorce.
No. I don't want to go through with all like the.
So what, like you're only signing your first name? Like, it's not.
Hand off the chess piece. No. You're like, you just tell them, we're legally separated. Here's our piece of paper. And they're like, separation granted. Sweet. Done. And then you don't have to worry about going through whatever you go through. I've never been divorced, but like goes along with it. A mediation. You're granted the separation. You wait through the separation 5 years, then the divorce automatically kicks in.
Well, there are plenty of people that miss set up, so I'm sure you'd have people who would advocate a similar position.
Instead of trying to rush through, I just let it take its natural course over here. And for 5 years, you just both know you can't get married, or you just go get married anyway because paperwork.
Not every situation, though.
Okay, but in most situations, that's how you would do it. I'm just telling you, it's got to be easy to get remarried if you've never got easy, unless you're marrying like a.
I don't know. I mean, there's so many things that could come. Like, if somebody you think you're cool, even though you're separate, but then all of a sudden somebody tries to do your assets down the road that you've earned in that 10 years that you have, that's going to piss you off.
Oh, less than that pisses me. Here's my only other question, and then I got to grab 4 and 5. I have to talk to 4 and 5. If we don't get divorced, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're like, F you, see you later. And then Diane goes married.
Yeah.
And it turns out that we never, am I in trouble?
I don't think so.
Yeah, because I didn't do nothing wrong.
No, you're just dating.
Oh, yeah, I'm bringing home that cow's milk is what I'm doing. Hi, Elliot in the morning. Elliot in the morning. Who's this?
This is Tater in Richmond.
Hey, what's going on?
Was she on your health insurance? And there's insurance for insurance.
Hey, what's going on?
My mother was married 4 times and never divorced any of them.
There you go.
Now, to make it even more complicated, when my father went to marry my stepmother, his divorce records from his previous to prove that he was divorced when he got his marriage license.
Right.
Married my stepmother, and when my stepmother went to file for his benefits, she couldn't get them. They didn't have my mother.
Oh, dude, that's... That sucks. Wait, so now married right now? Now?
Passed away.
God.
Instead of us children getting anything from her estate, her very first husband, who is still alive,
right.
He got everything.
Son of a bitch.
Yep.
All 4 times she got married and not one person batted an eyelash.
Not one person. And when I went to marry my wife, we went down to the courthouse to get our marriage license. They never asked us for ID.
I'm telling you, I have no... If I went to marriage license, I have no memory of it. But I guarantee you, I don't have a wedding certificate.
I mean, we went to the courthouse, got our marriage license, got married. Never once did anyone ask us for ID.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Yes, it doesn't surprise me. Do you have a certificate?
Yes.
Do you know where it is?
I do.
Shut up. Do you really?
Yes. It's in a closet. Is it? I don't know which shelf. But...
Is it possible I don't have one?
Yes.
Like when Jack did a show like proof of marriage or something? Yes. Oh, then I got one. Although I wonder if legally her last name is Siegel. She may just go by that. No, because her ID says Siegel.
A lot of people choose to go with the last name Siegel. It doesn't come with any preconceived notions.
Hi.
Hi, is this me?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
My name's Kristen.
Yes, Kristen.
I'm good. How are you? I was married to Isaac Hussle.
Okay, can we do this real quick? Can you back me up a step? I feel like everybody remembers the Isaac Costello story.
Very well.
Okay, I know you do. But what was the how many were married to?
Married to.
Right. And first we ended up caught.
The church report, so my marriage to him was actually the one that did. And
I had no recollection. I didn't know about wife number one, wife number three, number two and one, and wife number four was just an idiot because she married him, all of his bigamy stuff in Chesterfield County.
The heart can't help.
I mean, I guess so, but if you know that your husband's already bald, you know, and he's going through all this, why would you marry him? No, his third wife ended up committing suicide, okay. And her family knew that it was of him, so they started an investigation, and I guess figured out that he married twice before, so Chesterfield County came to me, and actually, that was the first county that charged him with bigamy.
Now, did you have your relationship with Isaac end?
Very terribly. He actually, he accused me of domestic violence, and then I disappeared. I literally went and disappeared the hell out of me.
So you just took off?
Yeah.
Go you!
Went into hiding, got a new house, fell off the face of the earth. He had no idea where I was until everything came up.
Did he kill himself, or did he die of an accidental drug overdose? Like, he's trying to commit suicide?
I don't know, because I didn't have any content. And I would assume within 2 days before, because he had pled guilty to bigamy charge in Chesterfield, and he was supposed to go here in, I believe, the same thing, and then Brunieri the fourth time was looking to press charges as well.
Right.
But 2 days before, he was going to be sentenced in Chesterfield.
Right.
They never said it was accidental or suicide, but I mean, would have to assume if it was 48 hours, you were getting ready to go to federal prison, you know, it was probably a suicide.
Now, let me ask you this. So you were, I already know how wife, where are wife one and four?
Wife one, last that I heard, which was when we were going through Corbin, Carolina, and she actually has a son.
Oi.
Wife four, I believe is still in Virginia Beach.
Okay, but she's an idiot. Right, yeah. Right.
I actually talked to her right before she got married to him, and then right after she got married to him. So, yeah. I don't know what was going through her head. No, he was married before. He did have, when we got our marriage license in Chesterfield County, he did have to stay on there if there was an Erford or whatever marriage. And you know, so I mean, and I didn't know he was married before that. He didn't tell me he was married. He didn't tell me he had a son. He's none of this. He had never been married before.
Yeah, why would you? Why would you assume that the guy's lying and is already married?
Yeah. So we got married, and then it was a very, very short marriage. Very, very short. And then it was over, and it scared me. And he was definitely a creepy, scary person. I'm not quite sure how he got future me to marry him as well.
How long was he married to wife one before you married him?
I don't know how his, when everything came out, you know, I had learned that he had been married to wife one for, I believe, a couple years before she left Carolina, and that was like 6 or 7 years before he met me.
Ow. They'd been together for a long time. No kidding.
Yeah. But then after me, I think it took him less than a year later to get married to her for a little bit over. And I'm not sure the exact amount of time.
Right. Well, by the way, it sounds like, obviously, if you're calling me, you're out of hiding.
Yes. Well, he's dead. So.
Well, I know that, but I realize that, but I didn't know if, like, you stayed in hiding, like, to stay away from
everybody. No. I mean, you know, once I moved into a new house for several years, but once the police came to me about all of, to kind of come out with it.
Right.
And at that point, it had been so, I wasn't scared anymore. So at that point, this happened, like, a year and a half, no, probably 2 or 3 years after we had originally gotten married. So, I mean, at that point, I hadn't even thought about him. You know, I was out if I saw him.
Yeah, sure.
You know, just, I stayed in hiding for a short period of time to make sure that he knew I was. You know, I mean, he's a very intimidating, scary, scary person. So.
Well, look on the bright side, though. You will ever be tied to, like, a big story we knew about.
Oh, yeah. Always a story. I dreamed of being touched.
All right, Mrs. Costello, I appreciate the phone call.
Thank you.
You got it. Took a vault. All right, let me take a quick break. We'll come back. Diane's got some news after that. Tickets to Soundcheck Party with Walk the Moon.
Elliot. XL 102.
Right now, you can join any American and get 30 days for 30 days to lose that gut. 30 days, 30 days to start getting ready for summer. All for just $30. A one-hour consultation with a cert to help get you started. Visitations to learn more. 30 days for $30. Dollar now at any American. More at AmFamFit.com. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply.
Friends over at GeForce Cards. If you're anything like things fast, the last time I was in Richmond, I made sure to get into GeForce Cards, and they're fast. Get all out on their quarter-mile indoor track full of twists and turns. Absolutely awesome. You'll feel the engine. You'll even get that little pit in your stomach. You can't fake their authentic raw. Show off your skills or try to improve on them. Go to GeForce Karts and tell them Elliot.
Hey, Intellis Wireless Carly. I want you to know that now is the perfect time to join the largest and most reliable 4G LTE network. For a limited time, and customers who bring their number to Verizon get a bill credit for each smartphone line. Plus, we'll waive the activate with Verizon. You get a network you can count on to keep you connected. From the beach, everywhere in between. Because every moment matters. So does your network. You also get access to the latest high-tech devices, including Droid Turbo by Motorola. Like all our smartphones, it's no money down for qualifiers as an edge. And tell us, wireless customers, now you can save without settling. Hurling for outdoor or call 1-800-246-46. Subject to customer and bill credit and activation fee and fee activation or two-year agreement per smartphone line and take 2 to 3 billing cycles. Coverage details at Verizon.
World without waiting. Patience is optional. Restraint is banished. And best of all, with the Lexus It's Your Turn sales event, get 2.9% APR financing on certified pre-owned IS and GS models. Available exclusively at your Lexus dealer. CEO is meticulously inspected and top warranty. See Lexus of Ridley Pike.
Not all customers will qualify. Offer ends June 1st. See your participating Lexus dealer.
Bacon, jalapeno, queso. That's right. Fantasy just became a reality. We've one-upped our signature mix of hardwood smoked bacon and a hint of jalapeno heat. Dig into it. It won't last long. Only at Qdoba.
This week, break the routine. On Tuesday and Wednesday, grab a friend and head to Qdoba for the mid with a midweek buddy pass. Smoking jalapeno queso burritos when you place your order.
Attention all team coaches and sponsors. You have a choice in staff. This year, order your custom t-shirts at K2 Awards and Apparel and save up to 30% with fast one-week turnaround. And located here in Richmond, K2 Apparel is incredibly fast. Simply go to K2Awards.com and with our Eisner, create your own tees money. With K2 Awards and Apparel, it's quick and safe. Order online at K2Awards.com. That's K2Awards.com for all of your custom t-shirt needs.
They're too big for a Duralast lawn and garden battery. With an impact-resistant construction and a specially designed paste to improve performance and battery life, they're ruggedly dependable and proven extreme conditions. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Stop by Wawa on April 16th and get a free any size cup of fresh off celebration of Wawa Day for free coffee. Happy Wawa Day. See store for details.
Rich. Thursday morning at 9:20, go to 20.com and get a $70 ticket for just $35 to see The Aliens live at the firehousetheater.org. Thursday morning at 9:20 at richmondforless.com.
Walgreens has a question. Where do you go when you need a few groceries, but not the gross? You know, the this is the zoo and I need to be home already pain. Walgreens also has an answer. It's us. With short lines and easy parking, you can get in and out fast with grocery essentials like milk, snacks, and paper towels. Walgreens at and healthy.
Now, towels are 2 for $3. And nice brand Disney cereal and applesauce are $1.88.
For a serious collision, all travel lanes block 95 northbound from Parham through Atlee Elmont. Chambrook Road are ways that you could avoid the problems. Watch for collisions in town. 20 at Laburnum and Hermitage, Belvedere at Clay, Mechanicsville Turnpike at Springdale, and on the south side, Hugin the Road.
Number one morning show, Elliot on XL 102.
Show me your mind. When you're down, girl, you got to listen.
After that, you get your tickets to our VIP happy hour and soundcheck stuff with Walk the Moon, sold out. And then later this morning, tickets to see the Caps take on the Islanders. A lot of stuff going on this week. If you need information on anything, Facebook.com/EITM. You can get all your info there. Let's get into some news, please.
Meadow Theater shooting case enters its final stage today. Attorneys begin prospective jurors to whittle the 100s they have left down to 12 jurors and 12 alternates scheduled for April the 27th. U.S. Capitol had to be locked out on Saturday after a man wearing a sign saying tax the 1% self at the West. Dozens of shocked witnesses. Meanwhile, they had to put lockdown in effect after an intruder breached a barricade outside the White House. That boy who climbed underneath a bicycle after some scrambling, parents were reunited and the kid was okay. There was a to honor the memory of the young woman whose remains were found late last week after she disappeared in the town of Norfolk back in early March while home during Spring City. They also not only was she a player, but she was also a youth dedicated one of the fields in her honor. Police say they still haven't made any arrests. Cause of death has not been released. The investigation ongoing. Concern that the United States may be running because demand overwhelming. In the past decade, there's been almost a 40% growth increase in this bourbon and Tennessee whiskey in the United States. Obviously, it's
had some honey this weekend.
It's got to be aged.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's
production.
There's a guy who lives single-handedly maybe taking down the whole bourbon industry.
We've heard of orthorexia. Now, doctors believe that this form of healthy eating may be your new eating disorder, orthorexically, a health food eating disorder where people become so rigid in what they will eat. Oh, I'm only going paling. Oh, I'm only going to eat this anymore. I'm not going to eat that. They said it's actually getting to the point where people find themselves going into depression, vary from their eating routine.
I mean, please, just eat how you're supposed to eat and get it, move your body around.
Nellie's tour bus pulled over, rather, and searched in Tennessee over the weekend where they found drugs and guns. So he's looking at felony possession of drugs charges as well as possession of marijuana, the possession of paraphernalia as well, that he will be cleared. And then there's a 65-year-old woman from Germany who's making headlines that,
I'm sorry, what was the age?
She is 65. Annegret Raunick, who already has 13 and 7 grandchildren, became pregnant with the quadruplets through artificial insemination using donated.
Why are you doing that at 65?
Well, because she's got a 9-year-old who's her youngest who is dying for a sibling.
My boys wouldn't mind a sibling.
Get him a
not
puppy.
Happening.
Get him a puppy.
Dad, how about,
sorry.
You know what? It's my house. I'll be in charge.
You're 65. Now, they said so far, during summer, there haven't been any major
my God.
Complications at this winner of the Masters after he's an 18 under.
Wire, Diane.
Yep, leading from start to finish. Interestingly enough, nobody in his family who plays basketball at Brown. He decided to mellow out the night before the last round watching Forgetting Sarah Marshall. That was his
He told me through the television that he was rattled a bit. Was having a hard time.
Sundays when he had the number 2 ranked golf rankings.
Roy. Oh. Was he there? Yeah, he was with what's his face? Well, he was with Tiger, right? Yeah. He did nothing. He crapped the bed.
The regular season.
Rory McIlroy.
I realize he was finished back there, but I don't think he won. Therefore.
And how much money did you win? 70.
70. Right on. What do I owe you $1 for?
He said he wouldn't win.
Oh, okay.
You'll get that.
And what was the? I'll pay as soon as we get off the air. And what was the? If I remember.
Yeah.
What was the?
The
Masters.
I don't remember.
Dustin Johnson got big penis, massive penis, yeah. Penis, and then white pants.
Ovechkin ends the season with the Rocket Richard Trophy. That's his third in a row, fifth overall for 53 goals.
God, is that impressive.
On the season.
That is.
With 25 power play goals in the NHL since Timo Solani's 6-07 season. In his career that Backstrom has registered 60 or more assists.
Yeah, Jamie Ross, winner for most. Yager agreed to a 1-year deal. He'll be back with the Florida Panthers next year. The Toronto Maple Leafs have fired everybody in their front office, including their head coach, and Ted, and in Buffalo.
And today for the Red Sox home opener against the Yankees at Camden Yards.
A-Rod looked good last night.
That's good. Look at news.
Next. Fact is, life's easier when you have a Ram 1500. Everyone knows the best fishing one path. We're Manager.
That is, unless you've got a Ram 1500. With best-in-class 29 miles per gallon highway, you can just away gold mine fishing holes. But bad news for fish. When it comes to going farther and farther, and Ram puts some serious distance between itself and the competition. Guts. Ram. Well-qualified current lessees of competitive vehicles get a low-mileage lease on the 2015 Ram 1500 Express Crew Cab 4x4 with 28 for $239 a month, $24.99 due at signing. Tax title license extra. Based on standard pickup class. EPA OA based on available EcoDiesel V6 4x2. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires dealer contribution for condition of lease through Chrysler Capital. Mile over 20,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by May 4th. To Elliot in the Morning. On it.
Problem. Ellie in the Morning's VIP happy hour and sound check party with Walk the Moon. Tickets go. Passes to join us in the bar. We'll have a little happy hour, a little meet and greet with the band, plus you'll get to watch check. You call me, Rump. Make sure you can go Thursday night. We are doing the Thursday night show. 866-2-Elliot, 866-232-5688. Call me right now. Now morning's VIP happy hour and sound the moon.
Elliot in the Morning presents Walk the Moon. Sold out. Out Thursday night. Bob, don't worry. EIT tickets. We'll get you into the show and give you passes to our VIP happy hour and soundcheck party. Meet the band and get in before everyone else. Elliot in the Morning's VIP happy hour and starting to Walk the Moon. Need more info? Facebook.com/EITM online. Elliot in the Morning.
XL102. Weekdays after Elliot, it's the longest set of commercial free music.
Maybe even the world.
But probably not. XL102 commercial free. The music free from interruption.
I'll make a steal.
XL102, Richmond's alternative.
When it comes to your money, you've got to deal with it. There's no one more trustworthy than the phone. Hey, Gary Hess here. My wife and I have been Argent members for years. And if you're in the market for a new home, they're going to take loans with only 3% down. That means you can move into your dream home faster and pocket to decorate, buy furniture, or for what? Plus, once you're in your home, Argent makes it easy to find or the mobile app. Check out Argent's Home Loan Center today at argentcu.org. Argent Credit Union, second to none.
ECPI University's campus day Saturday from 10 till 4. Command degree programs that could lead to an exciting career for students and graduates. A decision you'll ever make.
ECPI was the best decision I ever made.
ECPS decision I've ever made.
ECPI University's Open House Campus Discovery Day this Saturday. Information sessions at 10 a.m. and 1. To find out more at RSVP, go to ecpi.edu. That's ecpi.edu.
Time for the toast.
Honestly, I'm not sure if Billy and the Ice Queen will make it. But I do know this. For some toasty 7-Eleven melt sandwiches for lunch, none of us would bust nice. So congrats, 7-Eleven. Your delicious meats and melty cheese save the day.
Here's to lunch worth toasting. Chicken, bacon, ranch, and Italian melt sandwich. $2.99 at 7-Eleven. Oh, thank heaven. In locations.
You may be the toughest SOB around, but where the wrong suffers. Like Rusty, a sore feet, left his jacket filled with cement, and will never see his keys, phone, or Subtopia card. Just one free sub ever again. When your feet hurt, your work suffers. So get the Timberland Pro Hyperion Work Boot. Anti-fatigue techno comfort guarantee. Visit your local work zone to get a pair.
The XL 102 Discovery Spin this Tuesday with Waddle Ale House Musical downtown. I feel everything on XL. Now check out one of the most buzzed about bands of the year, Waters, at the Capitol Ale House. Just $5. $5 cash tickets only available at the door this Tuesday. Don't miss Waters. Downtown at 620 or at 730. All ages. AleHouse.com.
New Odor Eaters medicated powder with maximum strength medication provides relief for foot irritation and wetness. It's super activated, absorbs sweat and relieves itching. The medic powder stops the odor, stops the itch.
We know what it's like. That persistent nagging feeling that will only go away when you get a option for travel. There's the new miles card. You earn unlimited 1.5 miles for every dollar you spend. And you can fly any airline, anytime, with no black ticket and use miles to credit your stay. Line Discover will double your miles at the end. Go on. Scratch that travel itch. Get the new Discover It miles card today. Limitations apply. Learn more at discover.com/miles.
This collision, all travel lanes blocked, 95 northbound from Parham through Atlee Elmont. Chamberlain or Brook Road are ways that you could avoid them. For collisions in town, 26 at S Street, Laburnum and Hermitage, Belvedere Clay, Mechanicsville Turnpike at Springdale, and on the south side, Huguenot Road at River Road.
Wolfstock is back. Enjoy dog ganders and more at Westchester, Route 288 and Midlothian Turnpike. Richmond Animal League's 2015 Wolfstock Festival, Saturday, April 25th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Visit RAL.org.
From the top into the morning building. D10 WRXL Richmond, Elliot Ding.
You better check voice in your head that your world is not what it seems. It's not the monster in your bed. It's the one with you in the sheets. It's hard enough just making money. It's hard enough just trying to feel alive. Meanwhile, our fever is running and kings through the dollar sign.
866-235-468. Hi. Hey, Jason, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic.
Good. I got two things. I have tickets and passes for you. I know in the morning's VIP happy hour and sound check party with Walk the Moo. Should be good. So listen, the show is completely sold out. So this gets you into a sold out show. We'll get you into the downstairs bar. You'll have a couple of drinks, eat the band, and see part of their sound. Awesome.
Fantastic, man.
Yeah, VIP happy hours are very good. They're fun. Again, Kaylee's going to get some mint. Can I ask you one other thing real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
And I meant to do this last week, and I just didn't get around to. Whoever, I assume every so often you'll drink a drink.
I'll drink more than a beer.
There you go. That's my boy. You ever had a cream ale?
Cream ale?
No, beer. Cream. C R E A M.
No. No, wait, yeah, Hennessy, I've had a Hennessy cream ale.
Oh, really? In the story, there's a cream ale of Newburgh,
okay,
which is out of Newburgh, New York, right along the Hudson River.
Yeah.
The whole reason that I stumbled on, I didn't even know that there was a competition for this, but I guess they won some award, the best beer can.
Okay.
Which is pretty cool. I mean, it makes sense.
As beer.
Yeah, well, but I mean, I want to think that somebody put a little effort into designing the can.
Yeah.
But I don't know that I've ever had a. Have I had a cream ale, and I just don't know that I. Yes. Where would I have had a cream ale? Who? Kill. I've never had. Have I? I don't
why
feel
do
like
you keep looking
have.
At me like we only drink together?
Have you ever had a cream ale? Nothing comes to mind either. Kilkenny definitely doesn't come. Know that.
I haven't had one of those yet.
Yeah, no, I haven't either. All right, dude, hold tight 1 second, Fo, from you, and what you call it? You'll be at the VIP. All right,
I'll be there.
You got it, dude. Hold please. By the way, the can's very cool. It's got Bessie. A big. I don't know. I'll tell you what the guys who run. By the way, they just started canning Newburgh. Just started canning beer a year ago. Said when it came time to create the design for the cream can, the city of Newburgh and its location in the Hudson Valley were top of mind. The cow. The design contains references to the brewery's location. Local touches include the image of the city with the word here, as well as images of the building with the Hudson Valley in the background. But they go on to talk about with big as craft beers have gotten, that you can walk into a store with wizens. Of different beers and doesn't stick out, you can get lost.
Believe that.
I mean, unless you have the luxury of being.
Isn't that true with any product?
Yeah. Well, yeah. But how 10 years ago, there wasn't a ton, so it probably wasn't as important as it is. So if you haven't been able,
yeah,
and you were like they started canning it a year or something flashy, and not that this is flashy, but just something different. So that would make sense to me.
Seems like basic business.
But now there's that many more that you have to deal with.
When I'm searching each weekend for beer I've never had before, and it's obviously the label, and it's the only way that I'm able to spot something I haven't had before.
So get this.
Well, they don't have that. This is it. That's where I go exclusively.
I don't know. I don't know if I would like a cream ale.
Try it. Me too cheap to buy a four pack?
Oh, no, not at all. But I mean, I'd like to know if I'm going to like it before I'm going to go make a go. I'd like to know what I'm getting. I do like their can, though.
No.
You give it to a friend. Give it to a friend. Making a chicken? Oh, that I don't do.
Although they say if you wouldn't drink it,
when was the last time you threw
it? It's over.
Where am I going? Hi, Elliot.
Hey, this is Jonathan. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, dude?
Not much. The Hardywood Brewery in Richmond makes a cream ale.
Okay, I definitely have heard of them. I understand their can isn't as nice as Newberg.
It's certainly not as flashy, but on the side of all the first canned beer was in Richmond. First beer that was ever canned was in Richmond.
Ever in history?
Is that true?
Yeah, we've chatted about that.
Yeah, it says it right on the side of the cream ale.
That was the first beer ever was canned in Richmond. All right.
No, not that specific.
No, but the very first ever canned was canned.
On the side of the can, yeah.
All right, I'll take it. For Tyler says we talked about it. I don't remember talking about it.
Yeah, 30s, I want to say.
Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Gary.
Hey, Gary, what's going on, dude?
Michael Lutian designed that company.
Shut up. Are you serious? I saw something in here that said he works for like a design company or something, right?
That's it, yes, sir.
Oh, and they designed the Newberg Cream Ale can.
As well as the other beers that they have, as well as their logo and everything else.
So wait, is he up there?
No, he lives in Pennsylvania, outside Philadelphia.
I gotcha. Does he know the dudes that?
My cousin is a partner of York.
And what did you say the guy's name was?
Matt Balutin.
I got his name right here in the article.
Yep.
Yeah, damn.
Yeah, thanks. It's pretty good, too.
Hey, do you get to try the beer?
Yeah, when it first came out in cans, I think it was back in, he brought some down, and we had some.
You're telling me it's pretty good?
Yep.
All right, I'll give it a run. All right, KTN, or whatever his name is, to send me some.
All right, I'll do so.
All right, brother, I appreciate it.
I'll give it a run, but some other meat first. I don't want to see.
Hi, Elliot, the morning.
Is this me?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
This is Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's going on?
I wanted to say I did my trip in Newburgh, New York, and they were building the brewery when I was up there, but I never got to try it. But it's a cool freaking town up there.
Sure it is.
Yeah, it's I think like right where it is. It's right on this thing called Waterfront.
Right.
It's just awesome over there.
Hey, let me ask you this. Like once I was reading about the Newburgh Brewing Company. Then I started, then that kind of pops you into a whole bunch of, like, apparent distilleries all through that area.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be awesome.
Oh, yeah, definitely. They're all along, they're all right in the city of Newburgh, which is kind of Newburgh, but they're all right down in there. It's right on, like, where they are, it's all the party lights and stuff. It's awesome.
Have you heard of Hudson Valley Distillers?
I have.
That place looks pretty good.
Yeah, I was so busy while I was up there as much, but I definitely went bar.
Say, where did you? You know the other one that looks good. Is it Tootheltown Spirits Distillery?
I guess that's how you say it. You can say it as good as it is.
Take that. That place looks.
Yeah, man. Everything up in Newburgh is awesome. I mean, the food's great. Everything, you know, everything in New York's awesome.
hey, let me ask you this. Where did you go to school?
I went to Culinary Institute out here in Fredna. My cousin's husband owns two restaurants, and I went and interned up there.
Good for you.
It was awesome. It was crazy being around a bunch of New Yorkers the week.
Did you go to Rock State Distillery?
I did not.
Looks good.
I did food.
I'll take that. Appreciate the phone call. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
You got to do. Talk to you later. Early in the morning.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up, Elliot? Hey, I lived in Newburgh for 30-something.
Right.
And they're moving up the city little by little. But what this guy was talking about the waterfront, right? But you need waterfront, has a white do not belong down there.
Sir.
It's a very dangerous city. Hey, look it up, man. I think it's 20,000 people in the city.
Right.
It's on the FBI's top 20 most dangerous cities in the country.
No, not out of here.
Look it up, man.
Get out of here.
But dude, it's a horrible. Okay, Waterfront is an amazing place. It is.
Right.
And the town of is a very expensive county, New York.
Right.
815 North City.
Right.
So a lot of people that don't want to live in Orange County.
Right.
But it's a dangerous. I got out of there. The school system's horrible. Kids grow up.
I feel bad.
But
there's 14 that are.
Yeah, Camden.
No,
Camden.
Like for example, the Orange County Distillery. The pictures look awesome.
Don't get me wrong. They're artists to build up. That.
Yes.
They're trying the right direction. But it's just they've been trying for 10, 15 years.
Be a little patient. These things take time in a day.
Yep.
Yeah. hopefully this will help out. You know.
All of a sudden, you win a beer designing contest. You start building all these distilleries. That starts bringing in the good. That brings in the good word.
Yeah.
See, exactly. Appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
We'll
see you later. Yes,
Tom. I remember this terrorism plot. They were going to shoot down planes and blow up synagogues.
Oh, I remember that.
The Newburgh Four.
The
remember? That's what they called those guys.
A lot of bad press.
Back to the brewing.
Okay.
The brewing company, though.
Yes.
I just, on all of their beers.
Right.
All get, like, outstanding and very good marks from the bros at Beer Advocate.
Do they really?
Get our hands on, if not the cream ale, Newburgh Brewing.
Oh, you know, we need a gift pack. Well, like a whole pallet to make it our way. I'll drink the hell out of that. Line one. Hi.
Good morning.
Oh, here we go. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, remember the 2009 Bronx terrorism plot?
What can I do for you, ma'am?
So.
Oh, you do?
Yes. Except for the riverfront. that Tut Hill Town Distillery, it's like King Tut Hill Town.
Right.
Tut Hill Town Distillery. It's about 5 minutes down the road, and it is awesome.
It's beautiful.
It is. They had a big fire in the distillery about a year and a half ago.
No. But that, like, I have a couple of pictures. That Tuttle Hill Town looks awesome. The other one that looks, one second for me. Hold on one second. Oh, I mentioned the Hudson Valley Distillers looks awesome.
Yeah, I have good things about that one.
Yeah, see, beautiful there.
It is. The Hudson Valley itself is really nice. But, yeah, like Eddie Newberg, it is really a cesspool.
Okay.
Those were your words, sir. He never used the word cesspool. You're on.
No, but it is. I'm a cop up here. It is bad there.
The...
They also have a topless steak place up there, steak joint.
Wait, I'm sorry, say that one more time. My annoying laugh got in the way.
Newburgh does a topless steakhouse.
How are we not road tripping? How are we? We could go by the. What's the name of the topless steak joint?
Mansions.
God, it sounds.
Yep.
Mansions.
And you know, sure how I feel about somebody bringing my food naked.
Whatever, dude. What? All right, bro. I appreciate the phone call. Thank you, my friend.
No problem. Have a good morning.
Hey, you do the same. Thank you, sir. Look at that. Right there on the cover. What's this? Parties.
Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse.
That looks awesome. Look at that. The food looks good. Food looks great. Oh, they're now accepting new dancers.
Dine in elegance.
Oh, they all horse parties. Hell yeah.
Excellent.
Hell yeah. I got a lot of people. All right, let me do this. Kaylee, will you... Oh, I think I sent you that picture over the weekend.
Here's your steak.
All right, let me do this. The hold. If you're on hold, don't grab. And, wow, the Facebook page is nice, too.
SFW.
The... All right, let me take quick...
Elliot, it's in the morning. XL102 Big Field Day. This week, win tickets. Get back to pits. Listen daily for two Passion Pit songs back to back and be the 10th caller. Listen every morning at 8 on 8 on Facebook. It's the Big Field Day. Presented by Pearson Mazda, Subway, and...
Welcome to Subway. What can I make for you?
I want to mix it up a bit.
Have a Mediterranean collection.
Keep
chicken or steak with feta cheese, olives, or any of your favorite beer with creamy tzatziki sauce.
Try these Greek flavors on a sandwich or as a...
Sounds delicious.
The new Subway Mediterranean Collection won't be all it lasts. Subway. Eat.
Limited time only at participants.
You grab the Black Mamba out of the glove compartment and put it on the dash.
What?
Never mind.
Basically, a rubber snake?
Definitely, man. You try hard to protect your car. Why not make sure your engine is also protected with a regular oil change with motor oil and filters from AutoZone? 5 quarts of Pennzoil motor oil and an STP oil filter for just $22.99. Restrictions and details in store.
His life's easier when you have a Rendrit. Everyone knows the one of the best fishing spots to have. We're Manager. That is, unless you've got a Ram 1500. With best-in-class 12-gallon highway, you can just weigh goldmine fishing holes before anyone else does. Bad news for fish. When it comes to going farther, Ram puts some serious distance between itself and the competition. Ram. Well, current ease of competitive vehicles, get a low mileage lease on the 2015 Ram 1500 Express Crew Cab, 21 MPG highway for $239 a month for 24 months with $24.99 due at signing. Tax, title, license, extra. Based on the estimated 29 MPG highway based on available EcoDiesel V6 4x2. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires dealers through Chrysler Capital. 25-cent charge for each mile over 20,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by May 4th.
Freshly made breakfast sizzlies are now just 2 for $3. So grab one for a friend. Or grab one for now and one for later. Hey, grab one. We won't judge. From apple, bacon, egg, and cheese on an all-butter crispy turkey sausage on a bacon and French toast variety. Which $2 for $3 sizzlies will you choose? Go. Limited time only. See.
Wawa Day is April 6th. Is Wawa Day? It's to enjoy free, freshly brewed coffee at Wawa just for stopping by. Why? Because we want to say thanks to all our country, you, to your favorite delicious. So stop by on April 16th and any size cup of delicious coffee. Hooray for Wawa Day. Gotta have a Wawa. See store for details.
It's your Earth Day. Come out this Saturday, April 18th. Food and beverages, local bands, and more than 100 vendors line the port of Grow RVA for Style Day this Saturday.
Welcome. Mondays can seem like the zombie apocalypse until you remember it's Monday at Moe's, filled with life, up with friends while enjoying an awesome burrito or burrito bowl made with 20 plus fresh ingredients.
Diamonds Direct's 3-day store-wide sale is here. This Friday through Saturday, saving thing. All earrings on sale. On sale. All wedding rings, bands, bracelets on sale. For 3 days, Diamonds Direct's already even lower. Plus, special financing up to 48 months. Save big on engagement jewelry, pearls, colored gemstones. Best prices of the year. Store-wide. It's this weekend only. Saturday and Sunday. And only at Pump West Broad Village.
The all-new Nissan of Richmond. But one thing hasn't changed. We're still the largest Nissan dealer in Richmond. And to celebrate, we're offering you the best deals in our history. Right now, get a 2015 Altima for just $17,995. Visit Nissan of Richmond. Sales ranking CYTD 2014. Bills.
From the Nissan of Richmond. Traffic
for a serious collision. All travel lanes blocked. 95 northbound from Parham through Atlee Elmont. Chamberlain or Brook Road. Problems. Watch for collisions in town. 26 at S Street, Laburnum at Hermitage, Belvedere at Clay, Mechanicsville Turnpike at Springdale, and on the set at River Road.
In the morning, XL 102.
Within a pack of my mind, I get to shine. That's all you're the only sky.
Forget a little bit. That is when you will win your tickets to see the Caps take on the Islanders. Stanley Cup playoffs get underway Wednesday night at Verizon Center. All this week, you will win tickets. Game 2 is up. We got a lot of stuff going on. Very, very busy. Go to Facebook.com/EITM online. You can keep up with everything. Now, let me go to line 5. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Good morning, is this me?
Yes, hi. Who is this?
Hi, my name's Brandy. I actually live up in the Hudson Valley.
Ah, damn it, I thought you were going
to... No, not the mansion. They built this huge strip club in back of what you tiny little trailer type. It was so ghetto. It was ghetto, not even funny.
So I don't know why everybody's impression of the area. I feel like what used to be bad is now good.
Well, they're definitely trying to upgrade it, but Newburgh has some shady parts to it. All of the Hudson Valley has shady parts to it.
Okay, but you could say that about any country. There's a bad part to everything good.
Absolutely. And there's like hems in the Hudson Valley that
thank,
is just
thank you.
It's really awesome up here. Plus, we have the Culinary America, which has amazing restaurants, becoming like a lot of like the Brooklyn people are moving up here and trying to turn this all our little towns into like hipster.
Very hipster. Very hip. People make Newburgh sound very hipster.
Like when Jacksonville was coined the Paris
of the
South.
Paris of the South.
Mm-hmm. Newburgh is a little, some really nice towns that are not Newburgh.
Yeah, no. Like, I know, like, for example, like you mentioned, though, like that camp is supposed to be beautiful.
The campus is stunning, and it's on pretty much anything that's on the waterfront because it's all along the Hudson River. But you know, you get deeper into it, and it's not nice.
Okay, I don't like everybody to keep saying that. I'm just getting Diane a weekly appearance. I'm trying to get the Newburgh Ale Company to send me some of their award winning beer. Done. And Ospool and White. That's all. Oh, that in the reminder all the way back to 2009 of the Newburgh 4. Come on, please.
Our strip clubs up here are not nastier than those girls.
I'm not. I'm
oh,
not.
Thank you.
That's how I judge. I like yeah. This
classy.
Is the two class.
All right, very good. I appreciate it. Thank you, ma'am. You got it. I had two other little loose. Wait, hold on. Are you? See, I do want to see this movie this weekend.
What?
Oh, I just saw
no,
you. I looked over.
Do with
I thought I was getting more pictures of the mansion. I looked over. I saw a little ad for the Mall Cop 2.
Mom, just click on the pop up ad.
Okay, two other things that I want real quickly before we get out of here. Tyler mentioned it earlier. CEO of the woman who was Bird. Oh, where was that woman? Where was she? And she ended up getting caught. Yeah, it was down in Florida. She was from Oklahoma. But is it a Conyer? U-R-E. Conyer?
Yeah.
Am I saying that? So the woman went in with her boyfriend and her... Which, by the way, I feel like stealing a bird out of a pet shop would be the easiest thing in the world. Big, like one of those like big parrot birds that sits on your, or pirate birds rather, that sits on your shoulder, that you're not walking. But if you, like people are just in there looking around and milling about, and she gets the bird and it's on her finger.
She had accomplices.
Well, yeah, no. The boyfriend was like talking to, and the kid was running around.
Yeah.
In her finger, and they just walked right out of the pet store with her. How part I didn't understand. How did they end up catching her? And I believe St. Augustine. Oh, my friend Tori is moving to St. Augustine. I think he moves next week. He works at Caps Redline. Please, whore. There's no reason to put his business out there.
Seriously.
I don't even
know. I know now.
Somebody saw the car that was described as wanted by police.
Oh, how would you even know that?
Load the Escalade to a convenience, found the stolen bird in the front seat with the woman.
Nasty. So you don't even have like a for that.
Carry out in a cage. Remember she
had it in her hand, but
yeah.
How do you just leave it on the front seat of your car? Wouldn't the thing just fly the hell out of there?
Well trained.
Fully believe bird out of stores all the time.
I mean, pets definitely do. We've heard of that before.
No,
puppies and kittens.
Birds. I bet birds are so easy to walk out of there with. Like, you need help getting to a hamster, in like a rat or a guinea pig. And dogs, you definitely, or cats rather, you definitely need help getting to.
They usually have a little in a cage.
Another thing that would be easy is fish if you just stuck your hand in the tank and grabbed it.
You need it.
But as many people that go in and out of pet shops, they would never notice. Yeah, look at her. Watch her. There it is. Just right on her hand. And, yep, I'm going out. Oh, mom. And then the kid goes walking out, too. There I am on my cell phone. I'm not even paying attention. I thought the boyfriend was talking to the woman at the show. Well, then you know what? That's a pretty good...
She got caught.
Yeah, and she was like pleading with the pet shop owner. Oh, you got the bird back. Don't charge me.
No, but she didn't. She didn't get caught. She got caught by a nosy neighbor.
Nosy? Concerned citizen doing what's right.
Turning somebody in for stealing a bird.
If I saw it,
not even hearing the report.
Yeah, where do you hear that?
That's in one ear, out the other. Come on. I barely care about silver alerts. Obviously. I'm kidding.
But he stole a bird. The conure is real famous because I would have no idea.
And they're worth a lot of money.
I've never heard of it.
It just looks like green parrots. They're not huge. Not sometimes.
You better say.
It's a decent sized bird.
Oh, hey, did Kreider send you a video? This is off topic.
Yeah, the video's old, though. I'd seen that.
Oh, had you? I'd never seen that before of the Parker DeVille.
I mean, it's talented.
I should have wasted my time.
No, it was good. It was a good weekend for it. I had my first margarita of the season. Of the season. I definitely had a few during the winter.
I have not. I haven't had a margarita in forever. Where am I going,
yes,
Bailey?
Get over it.
Where am I going? Line two?
Hi, yeah, is this me?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
This is Patrick.
Hey, what's
how you doing, buddy?
Good, what's going on?
I used to work at one of the major pet stores in the year, and we sold the conures. There are like 6 or 7 different kinds, and we got like $700 a piece.
That's an expensive bird.
But they're real friendly, but we would clip their wings so they couldn't fly. Eventually grow back out, but we would clip their wings so they wouldn't fly.
Hey, do you guys clip the wings of all birds in pet stores?
The just the big bird, conures and the parakeet.
Right.
You couldn't handle them, so they just got left alone.
Yeah, I wouldn't know a Finch. Zero interest in birds. The people steal birds a lot from pet stores.
Well, see, we never had a problem with the lock and key. Like we had a big you had to get into,
right?
And you needed to have the store keys in order to get into it.
Oh, I feel like the one by me, you could just stick that in.
Well, I'm sure, like in different. I don't know what kind of pet store she was in when she stole it, but. You had to get into the enclosure and then all the time.
By the way, all the again.
Yeah.
All right, dude. I appreciate it. Thank you, my friend.
Not a problem, buddy.
You got it, dude. We'll talk to you later. Hi, Elliot. In the morning.
This is me.
Yeah, hi. Who's that?
Thomas.
Hey, what's up, Thomas? Real quick, what can I?
Worked at a pet shop in Fort Royal. Known the owners for years, and they've had a bigger parrot thrown into a backpack. An off-duty magistrate and an off-duty sheriff watched it all happen.
Dude, but they just took a parrot and threw it right into a backpack. I'm telling you, it's the easiest thing to take. Well, you wouldn't think ridiculous. So, because no way it's easy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They holler and squat, but it's just really quiet. Right in the backpack. And it up.
That's my alarm at the store. By the way, if they heard that, would be, no, that was me. Oh, okay, go ahead, sir. Sorry to bother you. I walk right out of there with my bus, and she drove all the way from... to St. Augustine, where Tori is moving, just to steal that bird. No, I think he's told everybody. Buddy.
No. Family.
No, he got a sweet-ass job, too. It's just next year.
Oh.
Well, I feel like I can say
anything about this, except all the details you have revealed.
He'll be there interviewing Justin Spieth if he...
Who?
Who's the guy who won the Masters? Is it Jordan Spieth? Whatever.
Whatever.
I don't know
if he's interviewing. Whatever.
All right, don't let that out, though, because I don't know if Tori's told everybody. He's moving to St. Augustine. Well, maybe. Depends. They may not have accepted the resignation yet. You know what, Tori? If I totally screwed this up for you, my apologies. We already taped the playoff edition, so we're good to go.
Ringing.
All right, let me take a quick break. We'll come back. Diane's got some news, or dirt, rather, and then I will give you tickets. You will go see the Capitals take on the Islanders. Stanley Cup playoffs Wednesday.
Elliot and Elliot in the Morning present Walk the Moon. Sold out Thursday night at the 9:30 Club. Don't worry. EITM has yours. We'll get you into the show and passes to our VIP happy hour and soundcheck party. Meet the band, have a few drinks in before everyone else. Elliot VIP happy hour and soundcheck party with Walk the Moon. Need more info? Facebook.com/EITETM online. Elliot in the Morning.
Incredible is getting released an insanely delicious three-course dinner at Bonefish Grill. It's our new fire and ice to do a sweet and spicy balancing act of the best flavors of the season, starting at $19.99. Start this three-course flavor journey with a salad. Then pick from five special entrees, including our from the North Atlantic waters. Yes, lobster tail for just $19.99. Or scallop fire pot in a sauce that's so good, it's literally called dynamite. Into something more carnivorous? Try our grilled lamb chops that are so wondering why knives were ever invented. Is your fire and ice meal over? Not even close. Incredible. Can't get more incredible with us for dessert. That's excellent. The Fire and Ice Dinner. Salad, your choice of five entrees, and dessert. All starting at $19.99. Hurry in because this is Bonefish Grill. Their daily.
Go to bonefishgrill.com. $10 gift. Now that.
NASCAR returns to RIR April 24th and 25th for an entire weekend of excitement and entertainment. Tickets, food, exhibits, and more on the Midwest. Saturday night's race gets you on the pavement for our track overpowered by Nationwide. Track access begins at 2 and wraps up at 4:30. Unset flag drops for NASCAR under the lights with the Toyota Owners 400. Advance tickets started for tickets and other info. Visit RIR. NASCAR at RIR. You've got to see it.
Welcome to Burger King. Do you know what? Nope, it's Crosswitch time! So.
It's fine.
No, ma'am, it's 8:04.
Get two Crew sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Restrictions apply.
You know, I wish that when I'm traveling, and I'm always traveling, I could take all my DVR'd shows with me. A work trip here, a vacation there. Oh, just pile up. And I don't know who's always saying, stop talking, I haven't seen it yet. Why didn't somebody just make it put me DVR'd shows on my tablet so I can watch it on a plane or on the BAM?
We're with you. With Xfinity, download your DVR'd shows and device anywhere, like on a trip to the Caribbean.
I think you mean the Caribbean.
Two. Xfinity is perfect for people on the go. Switch on Triple Play from Comcast for $79.99 a month and get $200 back. On DVR service, only at Comcast.com/switch today. Offer ends 4/19/15. Restrictions apply. New customers only. Equipment, TackerCast TV, and RSM fee. After promo, regular rates apply. Two-year term agreement.
Hey, Intellis Wireless customers. Verizon wants you to know that now is the perfect time to join the 4G LTE network. For a limited time, Intellis Wireless customers who bring their number to Verizon get a $150 bill credit for each smartphone line they switch. Waive the activation. Verizon, you get a network you can count on to keep you connected from the beach to the mountains and queen. Because every moment is your network. You also get access to tech devices, including the exclusive Motorola. Like all our smartphones, it's no money down for qualified customers on Verizon Edge. Intellis Wireless customers, never without settling. Hurry to any store, call 1-800-200-256, subject to customer and Edge agreements. Credit and activation fee. Credit require Edge activation or two-year agreement per smartphone line. And coverage details at Verizon Wireless.
First National Apartments are currently offering 1, 2, and ideally located downtown. Richmond's first skyscraper offers breathtaking views of the city and river. And find out today why highest resident satisfaction in Central Virginia for 2014 and how you can make your new home at Richmond's most iconic residence today at First Knob. Mention this radio ad and First National Apartments will waive your application fees.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my digital. It's easy to find me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper. I should put in my glove box now. Patterson. Trent. Glove box. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
We'll enjoy dog games, adoptions, vendors, and more at Westchester Commons, Route 288 and Midlothian Turnpike. Richmond Animal League's 2015 Wolfstock Festival, set from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, ral.org.
Back to Elliot in the Morning on XL102.
As we get into dirt, Buffalo Wing University, real quickly. They're located at 10313 in Fairfax. .com, offering great food and drinks in an awesome atmosphere. just 1 mile from George Mason University. Perfect place to catch all your live sports action. Plus, half-price burgers on Monday, 60-cent regular or boneless wings on Tuesday. From Wednesday, thank you very much to Pitt University. By the way, I assume you were going to mention the added at Fairdale.
Mm-hmm.
All right, just want to. We got to get into some dirt after that. Tickets for you to see the Caps take on the Islanders. Game Stanley Cup playoffs Wednesday night at Verizon Center. I will give you those tickets in just a little bit. Diane, let's get into some dirt, please.
You meant great announcing two more Fare Thee Well shows. We're on 27th and 28th in Santa Clara. Go to DOM where you can find information about the random ticket selection for those shows. I guess, are there any you can still go
Chicago,
through?
Absolutely.
You can still go through StubHub if you're willing to pay like $30,000, right?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, if you don't mind, going and family members, yeah, and savings you have. Yeah, you can still.
Dancing with the Stars is new tonight. I believe they're dancing to their favorite Disney music from the over the years.
That's going to be good.
Boy, following over on Fox. They had the MTV Movie Awards last night. We saw your video that you were so humor.
Oh, that was separate.
Oh, I see.
However, though, the video is great.
They had special golden popcorn trophies given out to people like Shailene Woodley for the Trailblazer Award, Kevin Genius Award, and Robert Downey Jr. was given the award for the best comedian or best action.
I never forget my love of the game or my friends. So if by the company he keeps, then I must be doing something right because look who I'm rolling with.
The Avengers people, they've got.
Got that clip. New clip was out over the week.
And I believe they're all on Kimmel tonight as well. First four episodes of the new Game of Thrones series leaked online over the weekend.
Pretty good.
The season premiere, which happened last night. Those leaked episodes downloaded more than 100,000 times in just 3 hours. Again, by the time the actual show on Sunday evening. Jon Bon Jovi with the Weinstein Company for a new series called If I Wasn't a Rock Star, featured six stars of today, who apparently will ditch their celebrity lifestyles to go back to their hometowns and experience the lives that they may have led if they had not made it big. Attached to that just yet.
In this show,
Jon Bon Jovi along with Weinstein had a network come forth. And Ryan Reynolds actually escaping injury. He was the victim of a hit and run in Vancouver the other day. Constable Brian Montague.
Thank you.
They have an idea who the driver was. Sounds like it was a paparazzi.
Yep. He's from Vancouver.
Right. Jessica Biel, Justin Timberlake announced their little boy's name is Silas.
Damn, how lucky
Randall.
Is that kid?
Not a lot of details released other than we know that the baby's name is Silas. Of his mature, Randall is Justin's middle name as well as his child for the two of them. And then Sacha Baron Cohen and Isla Fisher, parents again, they welcomed their third child. I haven't heard
another lucky
gender
kid.
Or anything.
Oh, could be wrong.
They do have two daughters, 7-year-old Olive and 3-year-old Elula. She is 39. He is 43.
Yeah, maybe I didn't hear that. I don't know. You know what? Good for
Avril Lavigne, sprinting after her bout with
Tov. It's a V. T-O-V. I'm Jewish.
Avril Lavigne gets better
from Lyme disease.
After her bout with Lyme disease, and now she is looking forward, wants to make a Christmas album.
Oh, good.
Is it?
Why? What's wrong with that?
The Food Bank New York City Challenge, and $29 7 days, just like people who live.
Why is this bit? This bit
on
runs
food
way.
Stamps. She did a video of what she bought for the. So she went the healthy, you know, veggie route, so it really wasn't a whole lot. She got black beans and brown rice and corn tortillas.
You know what I think it is? Free. Because after the 29 days, she's going to go back and live like a eating duck eggs as people who really only have $29, and they will continue to starve and be hungry.
Look at what she bought. It's like a person, when you've got $29 for a week, you're buying like ramen and mac and cheese and cans of soup.
She has the luxury of being drissed or where somebody will buy that for her. Most aren't having a limb bothers me for some reason. I understand the point behind it, but the bit bothers me.
Furious 7 still strong at the box office with its second another $62.7 million. It has cleared more than 800 when the millions that it's made around the world. Longest Ride came in third place with 13. New this week, Paul Blart, Mall Cop. And there's also a new one. You may have seen the spots for Jonah Hill and James Franco.
Hey, when did they announce the Oscars?
They just had the Oscars.
Yeah, those are in January.
The announcements?
Yeah.
They're forever away. Why?
Okay, well, I'm calling it on April 13th. Best 2015? Best Picture.
So for like an MTV Movie Award?
Yeah.
No, did it even win last night?
For the... came out...
It was up.
No, there's no way. The movie's barely even been out.
I saw
Best Picture.
Vin Diesel was singing.
He's probably promoting. Best Picture.
It was actually a tribute to Pablo.
Oh, thank you. Best Picture. I'm just now. Write it down somewhere.
Let's see. Best Shirtless Performance, Zac Efron.
Oh, perfect. So, he's got a sick... That's who I saw. He played Catch with his dead brother.
It was for the movie Neighbors, but go ahead. Yes, you did. You said it was one of your favorite movies.
Oh, yes. That movie was awesome.
Never saw it.
Oh, no. I know. I was... Never mind. Game, and it gives me a different kind of feeling. No. But will you write down Spam Best Picture? Neighbors was awesome. Neighbors was good. That's where they live next door to the... great movie.
Cool. David Arquette marrying his fiancée, Christina McLaughlin, in Los Angeles over the weekend. They have an 11-month-old son, Charlie, last July. Also, just going to be the tennis star. They're calling it one of the premier weddings, like the wedding of the season in Scotland. There he is walking down.
By the way, did she that just fell in the cleavage area of her dress?
Looks like it.
By the way, I've seen I don't remember her being so loaded.
Loaded me.
Big boob, yeah. Like in that dress, she's got piggies.
Yeah, she's probably grown flower petals. So
you can tell if that was like a catch to kind of hold them things
looks
in.
It's like it got caught there.
Yeah, no, that's nice.
Well, we were talking about this earlier, the Poltergeist catch up because the new trailer is
very good.
So scary. And we were talking about the old movie. The guy who was in the old movie playing one of the paranormal investigators is the actor Richard Lockwood, Beyoncé's mom, Knowles.
No S.
Yes, no. On a yacht over the weekend, and Beyoncé, Jay-Z, and Blue Ivy were there. She didn't have to travel far because she was a
girl. Put a ring on it. I get it. All right, very much, Diane. 866 to Elliot. 866-235-5. Again, please, don't call me. Wednesday night, Caps will open the Stanley Cup playoff against the New York Islanders 7 series. Game 1 is night at Verizon Center. Game 2 is Friday night at Verizon Center. I have your tickets right now to go see the Kellen 1. And then once we get past Wednesday, then obviously you'll win game. 866 to Elliot. 866-568.
Connect in the morning on Twitter at EITM Online. Still 102 after Elliot.
This award season, meet outdoors in the most awarded SUV lineup ever. A Jeep Grand EcoDiesel engine allows you with shades of jade green while you inday long. It's Green Team Green SUV of the Year, giving you an awarding experience inside and out. It's time to get a grand vehicle, only during the 2015 Jeep Awards season event. Ways of competitive vehicles 2015 Grand Cherokee Laredo 4x4 for $289 a month for 36 months with $24.99 due at signing. Tax, title, and license extra. CarsofJeep.com. The Jeep received more awards over its lifetime than any other competitive SUV lineup. Call 1-888-925-JEEP for debut and lease to Chrysler Capital. Number 30,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 5-4. Jeep is a registered trademark of C.
When I told merry-go-round as many times as he wanted, I just he had in mind. I also should have known not to eat that corn dog. Now I know. Just like I really should have known that Geico has been saving people money for over 75 years. 75 years. They even have a local agent right here in Richmond. We should all know these things. Now I know. And now you know. But where it stops...
Geico. Celebrators of great savings and great service.
Geico has a local agent in your area to expand your wealth of knowledge a tad more about how they could help. Geico agents run locally owned that could help tailor your policy to your specific needs. Whether you're looking to insure your car, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Also help you save money on renters coverage. Do you feel smarter? You look smarter. And yes, I can see you.
Get a free rate quote. Go to Geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local...
Get your motor running and head out to the Moto Cruiser International Motors Motor TV Show on May 9th and 10th at the Richmond Raceway Complex. Bikes and ATVs, Jeeps, riding gear and accessories. Check out the amazing custom bikes. Enjoy Richmond country music talent live on stage. Details and tickets are available at motocruiser.com. That's MOTOCRUCER.com. Be there. Oh.
Great deal every Monday at Moe's Southwest Grill, Ace of the Moe Mondays.
top right with a burrito with chips and salsa for a crazy low price.
Jezebel's invites you to join the Great Oz Wine Free Search Organization at Jezebel's April 25th from 7 to 11. If you'd like to sponsor, call Vicki at 631-2084. That's 631-2084.
In the spring, Diamonds Direct does something absolutely crazy. And it's a three-day multi-million dollar Diamonds Direct price. Direct extra savings on every engagement ring, every wedding band, every Perry bracelet, every pendant. World-class designers are here too with trunkloads of goods of designer jewelry all on sale. It's the largest ever three-day sale. This Friday through Sunday at Diamonds Direct Short Pump.
500 companies, downtown location, real clients. Earn your executive business district. Information session on April 17th. Make it real at emba.vcu.
Eating uncontrollably during a binge. Eating far more similar situation. Terrible. Binging at least weekly for 3 months. Sound familiar?
Hi, I'm Marcellus. I got to cheat, but off the tennis court, my binge eating was just uncontrollable. My binge eating disorder. There is hope.
Adults, get the full symptoms at BingeEatingDisorder.com. Then talk with your doctor.
Goes one-on-one with Atlas Genius about landing a record contract online.
I thought the song was good enough to put out, so I uploaded it onto SoundCloud iTunes and forgot about it. Got it forward.